Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance Monday night call. Today's March 17th, 2014. Hey, Gerard, are you out there? All right, anyway, I guess we'll get started tonight. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about the state coordinators. Everybody should take a look around to see if their state coordinator is here at the meeting tonight or normally during our Monday night meetings. It's very important that the state coordinators be at these meetings and that they're working to encourage all the county organizers to come to these meetings on Mondays. This is what keeps us active. This is what keeps us going. This is what keeps us informed. And I've been talking to some state coordinators around the country, around the nation, and a lot of them are starting up their own weekly calls. There's nothing more important than getting involved in a weekly call within your state, organizing, working together. Now is a time for organizing. Now is a time for constituting. And now is a time for studying, learning. and then soon it'll be a time for submitting the declaration to the county clerk, and also to the court, chief court clerk. So, excuse me. And you should all be getting together, making a plan to start communicating with your sheriffs. I don't know that I would do that too early. You know, you want to organize and get enough counties together and then start a plan and start communicating with your sheriffs. And you should be communicating to them every week or as often as possible, once a week or once every week and a half or 2 weeks. We're on letter number 5 that we just sent out. That has been posted, I believe it's dated for today, up there online. So you'll be able to read that post. And we talked to them this time about sovereign citizens. We wanted them to understand what sovereign citizens really were. So we talked about the problem with that them trying to coin us as sovereign citizens to relate us to the cop killing thing that took place back in 2010 and making us extremists. But by us communicating with them and talking with them about the law and showing them the authorities by which we come and how organized we are across the entire state, particularly here in New York, and even across the country, it gives them a different view on who we are, and it kind of opens their eyes to the fact that they're being suckered. You know, a lot of these police magazines, they talk about different hints on what we look like, you know, in the sense of how we act. You know, we may question their authority at a traffic stop, and that's the first cue that this may be a sovereign citizen you deal with and all this other stuff. So we want to get rid of those problems. And, of course, it takes a little time before you want to jump into the sovereign citizen. We purposely waited until we had a couple of letters out, in this case 4. We've sent 4 memorandums out to judges. The whole thing was to educate them and to lead them along, to nurse them, and eventually give them a little meat. And at this point this week is letter number 5 or memorandum number 5, and we talk to them about the sovereign citizen. So you might want to download our letters, take a look at them. You can literally copy them if you want, send the same letters out, it doesn't matter. You know, we really got to communicate to these people and bring them along, educate them little by little. And you can tweak them a little bit, add some stuff, take some stuff out, whatever you want to do. But get communicating with these guys. And communicate, just keep your feet on the ground with your communication, see how we're doing it. Stick to the law, stick to, you know, U.S. Supreme Court decisions. and the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. You know, stick to these kind of things. Let them know that you are about the law, that we are about the law. It is the enemy that's not about the law. They're the ones that get involved with the statutes, and statutes are not law. But it's going to take a while before they understand that. And so we're priming these sheriffs particularly, but we are talking to, as we mentioned the last few weeks, we are talking to all of the oath takers of New York in the judicial system. We're talking to all the clerks. We're talking to all the judges. We're talking to the bailiffs. We're talking to the sheriffs. Now, we believe that everyone's getting the message, except for maybe the bailiffs. We're going to be checking into that. I'm going to make a note to check into that. They may be, you know, cutting off their message, going to them, and that in itself is a violation of law. But we need to check in on the bailiffs. So anyway, everybody needs to be doing that. Every state needs to be doing that at some point. Again, you know, if you're only just getting started and you only got... and you haven't even elected any counties yet, you know, as far as electing counties, I mean constituted any common law grand juries to reinstate them, then you don't want to get talking with the sheriffs yet. You want to kind of build up a sort of an organization, I guess you might call it, across the state, preparing for these declarations of constituting a common law grand jury in the counties. Now, the state coordinator's job... people should go to the website, and they should click on, let me see what it is. I think it's state coordinators. Let's see. Yeah, click on state coordinator. I'd like to read this. People need to understand what it is that they need to be doing. And we call them state organizers. Yeah, I got to go fix that, but it's state coordinator. The following is a list of state organizers, should say coordinators, I'll fix that. Each state's responsible for finding and assisting a county organizer in every county within their state. As soon as one county organizer is established in a county, the state organizer is to assist them to run the election. If there is no county organizers or organizer, contact Liberty groups to find one. If there is no state organizer for your state below, please consider becoming one. You can call me at 845-233-6560, and we'll put you on as a state coordinator. We'll get together if there are other organizers and get someone to volunteer for that position. You can change that position anytime you want, but someone's got to lead that up. If you don't have a state coordinator, likelihood is your state's moving very slow and probably hasn't even constituted one grand jury yet. That may be an error, but it's probably the case or close to it. The states that have state coordinators, they're moving. They're organized and they're doing, unless the state coordinator isn't doing their job. So if you're going to volunteer for this job you need to get out there and get people organizing, that's your job, is to push them along, get them to meet each other, get a state meeting going once a week or as often as you can. State organizers need to be self-motivating people who will work relentlessly to develop every county in their state, understanding that we are in a race against time. It will also be the responsibility of these coordinators to bring all county organizers together so that we can act together as one common law state grand jury. And that would be the unified. Each coordinator must lead honorably by example, teaching others to do the same. They need to encourage all county organizers to become educated in the common law in the process. They must attend our national meetings and endeavor to encourage others to do the same. We must practice humility, patience, honor, and mercy in pursuit of a delicate balance of justice. United we stand, divided we shall fall. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy thrones. Thy throne, mercy and truth shall go before thy face, Psalms 89:14. So anyway, state coordinators, and again, I'm going to fix this. I had organizers throughout this whole thing, but I'm going to fix that to a state coordinator. State coordinators need to read this page. They need to understand what it is. If they're not doing these things, your state is not moving. It's not growing. And I'm going to throw it out again. I'm looking for callers today that's going to tell me good reasons why they can't elect their county to reinstate the common law grand jury in their county, why they can't do that within the next 10 days. So those are the first callers I want to hear from when we open up. I want to hear a good reason why you can't do that. If there's one person in that county, you can do it. Let's get it done. You just need at least to get two other people there for the witness purposes, three witnesses. But of course, you need to endeavor to get 15, 20, 30, whatever you can. Put it in a newspaper and make a lot of phone calls. That's all you got to do. Ask people to commit. Tell them this is important to you. I'm counting on you coming. Get them out there. Call your other county organizers next door. I'm sure a lot of them will come. Talk to your state coordinator. If he's not too far, he or she is not too far, I'm sure they'll come. But let's get this done. You know, you could do two or three or four counties at a time and just get a good location where it's not too far for those counties. And let's get it done. The success and the speed, particularly the speed of the success of your state, really relies on the state coordinator. So go find your state coordinator. Find out where they were tonight if they're not here and why they're not coming to this meeting. If you are a state coordinator, look for your county organizers. Find out why they're not here at tonight's meeting. You know, if we're not active, we're inactive. And if we're inactive, we're not getting the job done. If people are not taking this serious, then we're not going to accomplish our goal. So let's get going. Now, New York has, as we announced last week, has established all 62 counties. We're ready to do some huge things here in New York. But before I speak about that, there are three other states that have become totally constituted, every county. Florida has constituted every county in Florida now. So they're ready to make the next move and move to the next level. They need to be talking with their sheriffs if they haven't been. They need to be getting a dialogue with them through. And we're not talking about one or two or five sheriffs. We're not talking about going down and talking with them. We're talking about getting memorandums out once a week. More, you know, you can do it every 4 days to move it fast. But you got to get them out once a week at minimum. You got to prime these guys to get them ready for what you're going to do next, the next step, which is what New York's about ready to do in the next week, I think. I'm not sure, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But you need to prime them. And Connecticut has also elected all eight counties. They're a small state, but they only had eight counties, and we elected all eight counties this past week. And we did the same thing with Rhode Island. Only had five counties out there, so we elected all five counties out there. And so those states are now organizing, getting ready, and they too we're going to be talking with them to help them out to push forward towards. Communicating with the sheriffs now. In the case of Connecticut, they don't have sheriffs. So that's one part that they're not going to be able to do at this point, but we'll talk with them and how to deal with them later. But New York, we have gotten together and made some decisions here in New York. We're going to be meeting again this week, one evening this week, to make a decision on numerous things. We got all the paperwork ready to go for our next step. We're going to hopefully get the green light to this next meeting this week. And if we do, I've got some just a few things we need to do. And hopefully we will be able to file the paperwork that we'll look in the file on Monday. I assure you, what we're going to do in New York is going to blow the doors off of the judicial system here in New York. It's just going to open this whole thing wide open. What we're about to do is perfectly legal. There's procedures and processes for everything we're going to do. I'm sure 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 150 years ago, everything that we're going to do, which is made up of different elements, and I can't discuss it until after it's done. So if we apply this stuff on Monday, obviously, next Monday we're going to talk about it because we want everyone else to follow our lead and we want everyone else to see what is the next step to do once you've constituted all of your counties. But again, you got to organize. You got to get communicating with sheriffs. Part of this whole process is priming your sheriffs. You must prime the sheriffs. That's with memorandums. But anyway, all the elements that we have brought together to execute for this next thing we're going to do have been done in the past. I don't know that it's been done. Well, it certainly has not been done on the level that we're about to do it in. That's for certain. But it's perfectly legal, and there's a process. I don't know that all the elements were ever brought together to the way that we brought these elements together in order to execute what we're about to do. And we will reveal that in paperwork coming soon. There will be certain parts of that paperwork that will be missing. And that's to be, that paperwork will be applied at certain points in time. And as we apply them, we'll reveal them. The whole process is going to take probably, if we do it on Friday, if we do it on Monday, it'll take 10 days. So the following Monday would be 8, Tuesday and Wednesday would be 9, 10. So Wednesday of the following week would be when we would complete all of the paperwork and all of the things we were going to do. And at that point, I think we're going to see huge action here in New York. And I truly believe, 99% sure or 95% sure, let's say, that we're going to be getting into the courts by the time we come around to that Wednesday. And again, we have to unfold it after it's done. We cannot allow them to understand and see what exactly we're going to do. That wouldn't make any sense at all. But once it's done here, and New York is empowered by the people, then it'll be a lot simpler for all the other states, because we will become the precedents. We will be, and you just duplicate what we've done. Just duplicate it. It doesn't matter at that point. It'll just be a domino effect across the nation. Now, there are a couple of things. If this doesn't work, there are a couple other things we have up our sleeve to do to force it to work. But right now, I believe 95% sure that this is going to work, and we're going to get in. The pressure is going to be too great. It's just a huge thing. And when you see it, what's done, when you really step back and look at this, those who understand the procedure of law, those who understand common law, really those are the people that are really going to get it, the ones who understand common law, and it's going to be huge. So anyway, we can talk a little more about that, but we've got to be a little vague. We're preparing to bring in four countries. I've been getting some emails, and I've been so busy, I haven't answered those emails, and I'm hoping in the next day or two, I want to try to start communicating with these people from the other countries. We're waiting on some money, and we actually need money. And I can't depend on money coming in from anybody that's promising me anything that's, you know, a big chunk, because often it doesn't happen. But it's really up to us. So let me ask for more money. I know people have given, but there are a lot of people have not given yet. So please, you know, the key thing is given every week. But we don't have enough, every month. You know, we ask for $5. If everyone that's involved with us right now gave $5 a month, we'd have plenty of money to do everything we have to do. We can start really working heavily back on the website again. We have a lot of things. We have not completed this website. And now we're going to be adding four countries. We're going to be adding Australia, Ireland, the UK, and Canada. And each one's going to have their own area. It's going to be, you know, a little different. We're not going to tie them in as the counties that we constitute for the United States, but we will make some kind of accounting board up on the far right-hand side of our site that'll show where we're at and what we're doing, not only here in the United States, but also in the countries. Right now, we've made a really big jump this past week. We're up to 225 constituted counties throughout the nation, and I'm getting calls all the time, people ready to run more elections. So it's going to really start to be moving up. Every week we're going to see that climb. Those numbers are going to climb. We also started listing all of the fully constituted states on the top right-hand side, right below the tweet and the like buttons. You can see New York is up there. They were constituted on the 27th of February. Florida was on March 15th. Connecticut, March 15th. Rhode Island, March 15th. And all the others that's coming up. We know New Jersey's not too far behind us. Maryland is not too far behind us. California is starting to cook pretty good, so let's go California. Let's get up there. So we have a lot of other states that are moving. We perceive that the likelihood in the next 45 days we will have 20 or more states totally constituted. We believe that within the next 4 months, less than 4 months in my opinion, we will have the majority of the nation constituted. We will have probably 40-plus states, maybe 40-plus states. You know, remember, we only need 50 states. That's it. We've hit the whole thing. But we should have 40-plus states by the end of 4 months. Once we tip the 50% mark, 25-plus states, 26 states, that's the majority. That's our next goal, is to hit 26 states. I remember when we were just trying to get, New York going and counting counties just in New York and trying to get things going before we were able to revamp the site to receive the whole nation when we were kind of pulled into that. And we were counting just states. Oh, we got 3 states here. We got 10 states here. We got, all of a sudden. And then the next thing you know, we had all 50 states. Next thing you know, we got counties starting to be elected in all of these states. And now it's really starting to get exciting. We do not have much time, people. Let's get going. But getting back to money, that's the dirty part, but we have to deal with it. We have to ask for money. What can I tell you? And there's been some people, we've collected some good money over the past, so many months. We've had one person who's given us quite a bit of money that about $8,000, and that pretty much is what brought our website online. That's where we spent our money. But we never had enough to do. We have so much more to do, okay? But we got it going, and it's working for us. But there's more things we need to do. Then we had a collection, a matching goal of that $8,000 that was promised to us, and they were looking for us to match the goal, $8,000 for $8,000, and that's what we did. We did match that, and that paid a lot of bills and took care of a lot of other costs. And we're looking to save money right now by moving from our Monday night calls to a different venue. We talked about that last week. We were unable to accomplish all the necessary testing in order to do that. I'd like to get that accomplished in the next day or two before we get hit with another bill from Blog Talk Radio. We're paying $250 a month with them. And so I'd like to be able to get that done before we get that bill. let's see. So anyway, look, if everybody was to send us $5 a month, some people can afford 10 or 20. We do have a couple of people giving us $50 a month, and believe me, that is very helpful. But everybody can afford at least 5, and most people can afford 10 or 20. And whatever you can do on a monthly basis, please do it. Let's support this movement. Let's support the grassroots movement that we got going here, and let's get this job done. We'll be selling T-shirts soon, and we'll be making a few bucks off of that whenever people buy T-shirts. We're already selling business cards up there, both for National Liberty Alliance and business cards for the grand jury administrators. So those are available. You can go order them now, and we make a couple of bucks on that. We also, there's other services that we're offering, and they're all logical services for what we're doing, a follow me phone service, asset and location recovery service. If you're involved in a case and you're trying to locate assets, these people can do it for you. And we're looking at food independence. I got to get back in touch with a guy that offered me some stuff on that. It was a real good deal. And people can save a lot of money on stored food that'll last 20 years, The Jurist Handbook, we worked out a good deal with that. I got to get back to those people. We're somewhere between, 55 or 45 cents and 85 cents a booklet, okay, where you'll have to order 100 at a time. Depending on how many we order will depend on what it's going to cost. I'll try to get to that next week. We're just so bogged down with so many things, we haven't been able to tie up these loose ends, but we're going to try to do that soon. Emergency communications, it's another thing we're going to work on. And again, when people buy all of the necessary equipment, we're going to find the best deals we can find. and lay out a plan across the nation on how we can communicate, and we'll see if we can't become resellers of the equipment so we can make a few dollars on that too. We have a good place to buy gold and silver at the best price that we've been able to find. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the T-shirts. So all of those things, you know, making a few cents here, a few dollars there, will all help to support National Liberty Alliance. And there's a few other ideas that other people have been giving us, but we're very, very careful about sticking with things that are appropriate for this site. All of these items are things people need, and it's appropriate. So, and again, you know, if you're going to buy these things, buy them through us, and that'll help support us. But the key thing to make this work is $5, $10, or $20 a month. Get on a, you know, go out and make a, and volunteer, you know, and donate, and hit our monthly tab. Anybody that can donate some larger sums right now to get us over the next hump, we really have to do some more work on the website, and we do have some bills that are piling up that we have to get paid. And so if you can go out and make a donation, even a one-time donation for more than those numbers, that'd be good. But whatever you can do. Okay, enough for money asking. Let's see where we're at. We need to bring more people to the Monday night calls. I think I pretty much mentioned that. If you're a coordinator or you're an organizer, you need to be at this meeting, and you also need to be getting a meeting in your own state once a week. You know, those state meetings don't need to be any more than an hour, maybe. You know, we do a long one on Monday because we have a lot to speak about for the first hour usually. And then we have a lot of people with questions. But generally speaking, you know, you're going to get 10, 20, 30, 50 people on a state meeting. And you're going to be focused. And the focus is really on organizing and maybe helping each out a little bit with educating each other. You can get the first order of business done in the first so many minutes or the hour, and then people will want to extend it longer, maybe turn it into a program of studying, you know, whatever you want to do. But people need to be doing speaking, not talking, because if you're not talking and you're not doing, then you're sleeping, and the boat's going to pass us by. So let's get everybody activated. We're working very diligently on organizing New York State by getting everybody activated now. And so my attention for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, is going to be on that. As soon as we file the papers and that's revealed and we're organizing, we're going to be putting the word out to everybody. There's going to be an event in New York, and it's going to be a big event. And everybody that can come to that event, no matter where you live in the nation, try to get here. Now, we're not asking people to fly across the country. We're not asking people 3-4 states away to come. I mean, if they want to, that's fine. But really, what we're looking for is all the people of New York. They need to be at this event. We're asking Pennsylvania, that's not too far, come to New York on this event. Come help us. Stand with us. We're asking Connecticut. We're asking even Rhode Island. We're asking all of the New England states. Come to New York on the day. It'll be set most probably on Wednesday. And again, that's if we file next Monday. So let me look at the calendar. If we file next Monday, which is the 24th, then it will be Wednesday the 2nd, April 2nd on Wednesday. You come to the event. Whatever you have to do, just lay it aside. Now, I know, now that I'm looking at this date, I believe there is a big date here in New York with the gun rally or something, and I know there's one in Connecticut, and there may be one, you know, they may be doing this in a lot of states. But if that's the date that the gun thing is going on, forget the gun thing. You want to get rid of gun laws in New York? Come to our event, and we will talk about it. We're not going to talk about it until after we file. And so next Monday, if we file by then, we will be talking about it and we'll be pushing. People need to get everyone at that point. When we give the alert and seal the date, then people need to really be going out to all of the liberty groups they know to ask them to come to the event. So we're looking for, Jersey. We're looking for Pennsylvania. We're looking for Connecticut. We're looking for everyone in New York. We're looking to Vermont or New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Come to New York when we call you. This is the big event, and what happens at this is going to determine how fast it's going to go across the nation. We need people. We need that leverage. So we'll be talking about that next week. And if we haven't filed it yet, we may know when we're going to. Maybe we'll file it on Tuesday, and then that date will become a Thursday date. But we'll figure those dates out once we know and once we file. Principles, we bring this up often. We're guided by principles. I've been involved with numerous problems across the nation where people have come in and asked me to kind of talk to people and try to fix a problem here or there. And so I'll come in and counsel as best I can, but it's up to you guys to figure it out. It's all about maturity. It's all about being graceful to each other. It's all about being patient. And if you're going to correct someone, do it humbly and with patience. And most correction doesn't have to be done in public. You could do it on the side. And just be honest and clear, and do what you got to do. If we're all acting with the principles, I think we can work out any problems we have. And the principles is a sense of honor, a sense of justice, and a sense of mercy. Those are the three principles. You put those principles into your life, and you'll be walking around with your lights on. And light, darkness flees from light. So let's exercise the principles. You know, if you're going to get into a meeting and you feel that there's going to be tension at the meeting and there's, a problem to be discussed, there's an old saying, I don't know that it's biblical, it may be, I don't recall seeing it, but the principle is biblical, there's no doubt about that. The family who prays together stays together. Well, you know what, as a group, if it's really that tense, in small meetings like that, you probably should start off with a prayer anyway, but say a prayer before you get started. Talk to the Lord to ask Him to be merciful on what you're doing, and to give you some insight and wisdom, and that you might be able to get through these discussions you're going to have this evening without turmoil and anger, and just send peace down to you. So, when you start off with a prayer and God's with you there, things go a little better. So, that's another way to be helpful to. Be able to discuss problems that might get some people a little angry, to settle them down, and let's deal with the problem. We're going to have enemies. We see coming in more and more now than ever before. We're not really plagued that bad with them. I've mentioned before the devil's in my ear. They've been in my ear for a long time now, quite a few months. But by God's wisdom, I see what I got to do, and I do it. And so by God's mercy. And so sometimes we get people, they're on ego trips. Most people are not the enemy. They may be misguided, misinformed. They've been poisoned with some strange doctrine of some kind that we have to do crazy things. We're not doing anything crazy. We got our feet on the ground, and we're not playing in the fictional sandbox. We're playing in reality. And when fiction comes to deal with us, or we come to deal with fiction, we're going to deal with reality. And we're not going to play their word game. So I don't care what words they have. You shouldn't care either. It's all fraud. It doesn't mean anything. You can be whatever you want to be and have reality. So, don't get lost in the poison and all these crazy things that people say you have to do. You don't have to do anything but the right thing. That's the only thing you got to do, the right thing. There's nothing more to it. And again, we're all on the job training. None of us have arrived to where we need to be to do what we're about to do. We're all on the job training. But no matter how you put it, whatever we do is going to be 100,000 times better than what's going on right now. At least we will be trying to do the right thing. And I believe we will if we just take every problem, one problem at a time, and if we need to sit and wait and pray about it before we make a decision, then that's what you need to do. Wait and pray about it. And then come up with the best solution you can and one that you can go to sleep with. So principles will guide us, and prayers will lead us, and that's my suggestion. Anybody who needs me to come in, or Gerard, or anybody else to come in and maybe be helpful as sort of counseling from outside, we don't get involved in people's personal state business. That's not our business. That's your business. Collectively, it's our business. That's why we want you to do the right thing, and we want to give you all the necessary tools and things necessary to be able to perform what needs to be performed, and that is to bring justice back into our courts. That's the bottom line. Okay, I'm just looking at my list of things that I wanted to bring up, and I think I've come to the end of that. Gerard, do you have anything to add to any of these things? Anybody who wants to talk, you can raise your hand. I forget what the raising of the hand is. I think the raising of the hand is what? Gerard, you there? Talk to me. He always goes to sleep on me. I think it's a Monday night thing. He goes to sleep early. Okay, anyway, let me go forward. When you get to the mic, just break in if you want to add anything. Let me move over to Hagen first because I see he's on the line. He's made some big accomplishments down there in Florida, and I want to hear from him, what's going on. So how you doing, Hagen? Your mic should be open right now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm doing well, and thank goodness to a lot of work by Roger Dowdell and a bunch of other people here in Florida. We've gotten Florida done. All seven counties are done, and now the work begins. So we are meeting this week to begin that process to make sure that we've got everything covered and to begin to educate the county coordinators take the next steps that's necessary to take. At the same time, we're still pushing to get into the courthouse, the grand jury into the courthouse here in Marion County, and we're going to be successful. It's just a matter of time. We're going to pound them until they relent. But I'm also thankful that I see there's four states reconstituted now, and we almost lost second place, but I think we managed that. I think we swung it somehow. But anyhow, I'm looking forward to Pennsylvania as well. And, John, I have a couple of things I want to ask you. I've been getting some calls from people that don't know how to sign up as a jurist. And on the front page, I was looking at it, and, of course, I'm not the most educated in the world, but I can't find a button or anything on the front page for signing up as a jurist. I was wondering if you have something like that or if you could put one on the page. And I did send an email to the tech support asking if he could do that. Are you still there?
He probably took a bathroom break.
Yeah. No, I had my mic muted so I wouldn't disturb you when you were talking. I was talking with a muted mic. So, yeah, we do have something on the website. Yeah, tech support wouldn't help with that. As far as the content of the site, that's something that we've been involved directly with. Tech did not do any of the content. So that would be something I would do. What I try to drive people to do, and I suggest, and when I send people to the site, I say, read the front page, watch the video on the front page, but read the front page. It'll tell you everything about us. You'll get a good taste on who we are, and then at the end, it'll give you instructions. And so when you get down towards the bottom of the page, it tells you what to do. And I think it mentions it a couple of times. And what to do next, join our endeavor, register now by clicking the register link at the top right side of this page. Please be advised that by registering on this site, you are registering to join a jury pool. After you log in, click on the Jurist tab that will appear on the navigation bar, and you will see step-by-step instructions on what to do next. So I did put down a breadcrumb trail, so you have to read through the whole page, and let me see if there's anything in the middle. Yeah, question, what do I do now? This is right underneath the video. What do I do now? Register as a jurist by clicking the register link up at the top right side of this page. Please be advised that by registering on this site, you are registering to join the jury pool. After you log in, click on the jurist tab that will appear on the navigational bar above, and you will see a step-by-step instructions on what to do next. you should first finish reading this page. And then so hopefully the people go down. Every page we've written is important. Read every page. If you have not read every page on the website, you should go up there and read every page on the website. Become familiar with every page. It doesn't take long to read the page. Our pages are not endless. Now, it is true we have tremendous, we have a lifetime long of material up here. You'll be up here for years on end to go through all this material. But that doesn't mean you can't read through the website. It doesn't mean you can't read through the page. So start on a welcome tab if you want, or however you want to start, but go page to page to page and become familiar with the content, and then you can follow the breadcrumb trail. So the breadcrumb trail on the first page tells you exactly what to do next. And when you go to the jurist page, then the jurist page gives you instructions, very detailed instructions on how to educate, be educated, what's important, what you need to know as a jurist, what you need to know as administrator ultimately, which is the heavier knowledge. And of course, the page starts off, you know, with liberty restored. Read this page and follow the instructions at the bottom. Light and liberty go together. Thomas Jefferson. There are three issues that our servant government has deceitfully expunged from our American education, which are the very principles of liberty that our founding fathers discovered and established. First, ethics, biblical principles and practice of God. Second, justice, judicial principles and the process of common law. And third, civics, the political principles and process and rule by the consent of the people. And then it goes on, you know, we try to really lead the person up, preparing them for the mindset change. You know, by nature, people fear and feel overwhelmed by what they do not understand. The orchestration of the American 20th century exploited this human flaw by eliminating these issues from our education and used entertainment and the media to advance this fear to the point of total avoidance. The goal of this age-old ruse is to keep the slaves ignorant so that they are powerless to act in any constructive way and rebel against their masters. And again, so this whole page is so important to read. It really sets the stage for the next step and where we're going and what we're teaching. And then we, you know, when you get down here, we talk about all the different things we have, and when we suggest a process, you know, sort of a curriculum that you can go through. But you can create your own curriculum. And some of the most important pages or tabs is the judicial tab. You know, on the judicial tab, we have an American history course, we have constitution classes, we have the common law, and we have Bible studies, and we have court access courses. I mean, those are some of the most powerful courses that you could take. And don't leave the Bible out. If you're not reading your Bible or you don't have a mentor in teaching you the Word of God, and take this Bible. This is a very safe and very well put together Bible class that we put together. This is I heard this study back in, I think it was 1970. Well, I don't know, maybe the late 70s, 78 or something. And it's when I turned to the Lord and I found a mentor, a teacher in the Word of God, and this was the Bible study that I listened to. It's non-denominational. It's not attached to any church. It doesn't bring into denominational thinking. It is purely line upon line, precept upon precept. I think you will listen to it. These are audio studies, half hour at a pop, or 26 minutes a piece, or whatever it is. And you do one a day. And I will tell you, you will grow in leaps and bounds in the knowledge of the Lord with this Bible study. It was key to my understanding of God's Word. So it was my first Bible study, and it's full of tremendous amounts of meat. But anyway, we offer everything people need. We even have Euclid up here, so you got mathematics. But we got everything you need for a complete, rounded, classical education, the education that Jefferson said that every American should have. So it's all up here. Just follow the breadcrumb trails. Go ahead, Hagen.
I still don't see it. I'm trying to follow it as you're talking, and I still don't see it.
Oh, that's on welcome page. Click on the welcome page, and then scroll down just below the video. Okay, you see the video, and just below the video, you see the question and answers, and the last question, what do I do now? You see it?
Nope. Okay. What to do next?
What do I do
join
now?
Join our endeavor. Register
you
now by clicking.
Yeah, if you look
yeah,
I
see that.
You see the video, and right under the video, you see frequently asked questions, right?
Yes. I'm down at the bottom of the page. It says what to do next. Register now.
Right, and we also have that right under the questions and answers, too. So it's middle of the page, and it's the end of the page. And we suggest in the middle of the page to read the whole page. You see, if people read this whole page, they'll really understand where we're coming from and what our position is, enough for them to decide whether they want to get involved with us or not, you know, the likes of us, you know? So, but go ahead.
I don't know, John. It may be clear to you, but it's not to me. I still don't find it. I'm doing what it says, and I'm not finding it.
It says what to do next. Join our endeavor. Register now. By clicking the register link at the top right side of the page, please be advised that you are registering on this site. By registering on this site, you are registering to join a jury pool. And if you go to the top of the page on the right, it says, it says right now I'm logged in. So I don't. It should say register. If you're logged in, you won't see register.
Well, he won't see it because he's registered also. So it doesn't tell him to register.
Yeah, if he's registered, you won't see
it.
You have to look on the top right under the blue bar, all the way on the top right, and you will see register. Now, if you don't see it, you'll see that a log out. You're logged in, so you won't see it. If you're logged in, you won't see the register.
Right, because you're already registered.
Right.
Okay, I just logged out, and I still don't see it.
No.
Well look on the line where it says log out, and along that line you'll
see
register.
I see register now, okay. Just
there you go. Okay.
Right, that's what they're going to see when they go in there.
Right. And then when you register, we have a thing we're talking about, what they're doing by registering, and we also have a disclaimer in there. And we warn that anyone that might be a federal agent or an agent of a government or someone is coming in to subvert and so on, that they're not welcome here and not to come in if those are the things you're looking to do.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of that.
Right.
But
well, some people
some
have
problems.
More principles. So.
There's some problems. I don't know if Jesse's on the call, but there's some problems with the Pennsylvania site, too. Because there's some counties that are constituted that didn't get brought over from the old site to the new one. And I know of at least four counties that I personally did myself that are not registered on the Pennsylvania site.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me those counties? I'll see if I can press the buttons and
well,
get them done.
Well, let me have Jesse send them to you. One of them is Venango County. And we had a fellow, I mean, remember now I talked to you about people that couldn't get themselves registered or didn't have a computer but wanted to go on, I did
right.
them for them, and Venango County was one of those. And
Venango County
is,
with a V?
Yes.
Yeah, we got it checked off as constituted.
But it's not showing on the site. When you go to Pennsylvania,
well,
it doesn't show it. They've only got 15 counties registered, and I know that they have at least 19. And you know, I mean, I'm
okay,
not there,
so... If one of the state coordinators calls me tomorrow sometime in the morning or late afternoon, I'll show him how to get in here and make sure that he understands, and we'll get whatever has to be done. I'll have him do it. I'll just show him how to do it. This way he can take
okay.
care of it on himself in the future.
Yeah, that's Jesse Baker. I just talked to him right before the call.
Okay,
that's all I have to say, but just, you know, I want to encourage anybody who's listening from other states to, you can do this stuff in short order. I proved it right here in Florida. You know, I called on those who I was working with and asked them, let's step up and get Florida done by March 15th. And right under the line, we got her done on March 15th. So I know it can be done. You can do multiple counties at one shot, and we did it. And we even had a state's attorney come in and attack us. Now, at the elections, he didn't attack us, but at a meeting where I was teaching about the common law grand jury, he did. And then he went and did a piece with the 912 group the next day, and he's attacking me personally. but he has no foundation for his attacks. I mean, this guy, his arguments, frankly, they suck. And you know, he needs to wise up. You know, he's going around telling people he's a constitutionalist and everything, but he doesn't believe in it. And the Bar Association, you know, when he was at our election, he sat there like a bobble-headed doll. And I purposely provoked him a little bit about the attorneys to see what he would do, because he was too agreeable with everything. And he sat there and did the same thing when I was talking about the attorneys. So, you know, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And we're going to have that, as you said before, John. We're going to have these attacks, and we have to be ready for them. But, you know, I treated him with kindness. I treated him with respect. And I've been doing that to all of them. But my argument outweighs his, because I've got the foundation, and I show people the references and so forth to what I say. He has nothing. He has to lie and twist things in order to try to support his argument. So don't worry about these kind of attacks. They're weak, as you said before, John. They're weak as water. These guys have no foundation. They, you know, they're going to fail because they're not standing on the solid rock. They're standing on the sand, and it's going to crumble under their feet. So we will be successful, and I encourage everybody who's listening, let's get on and get these states done and let's save this country. You know, it's our country. It's our home, and we better get to work or we're going to lose it.
Remember, those people who are being discouraged by others for whatever reason and they're not coming on board, you know, I truly believe that's God's will. I think everything that happens is God's will. And look, we are still grassroots. We're as far as we've come, as fast as we've come, and we're still grassroots. But we've tried so hard to get into the media that we even just stopped trying. And then we tried again, and we stopped trying again. Then we tried again, and then we stopped. We want no part of the media anyway. You know what? God's going to make that work in the media, or he's not. That's his business. And people are going to join, or they're not. We're much better off with growing slowly than growing fast. You know, we get out there and we hit a big thing and we get 100,000 people hitting our site and they start joining left and right, then you can't control them. And they start taking control positions. And next thing you know, they're off doing this and they're off doing that and they're not doing what we're trying to get done. So I think by design, and not by us, but by God, in my opinion, by design, we're growing slowly. We're growing grassroots. We're weeding out the problem people little at a time. We're educating ourselves and beginning to get some discernment to be able to see who the people are that's taken us in the wrong direction. We have no chiefs amongst us. If anybody thinks that they're a chief, a chief individual, what do they call it? We're doing administrators. No, we don't have any. Someone called me about chief administrators, and they said, "What are you talking about? We don't have chief administrator. I'm not. Are you a chief administrator? I'm not a chief administrator. I don't know any chief administrators. We don't have chief administrators. We have administrators. Someone may be a little more knowledgeable than another one, and they may take the lead. But then, when they get to an area where someone else may have the knowledge, they'll take the lead, and you share the lead. But it's still a vote of four people and where you're going and what you're going to do as far as the administrators are concerned. And it's going to take three out of four, to get something done. And nobody has a Trump on nobody. Nobody is a chief. We're all chiefs, or we're all Indians, whatever you want to call us. And that's where we have to stay. So as soon as we see ego taken over, we're looking at the principles. And ego is not part of our principles. We have to have a sense of honor, a sense of justice, a sense of mercy. We do not teach a sense of ego. So if you got an ego there, you know, politely talk with the person and settle them down, and hopefully they'll be able to participate. And if not, then, move on without them. Let them move into a different position, or really within the pool and not in the administrative part of this process. But the people have to work these problems out. And that's why I'm kind of glad we're on a grassroots movement still, and we're not growing too fast, and we're doing good. I think we're doing very good. So I'm happy with what I'm seeing. I'd like to get it done quicker, but this isn't my schedule. Anything else you want to add in here, Hagen?
No, that's it. Just the many thanks that I want to express to Roger and Jim Johnson and others, Pat Cranwell, these people who helped me down here, because without them I couldn't have done it. but it is a team effort. I'm not the leader of Florida. We're all leaders, and we're working as a team, and I hope that all of you listening will do the same thing. That's what it takes is teamwork.
Amen. All right, thanks, Hagen. We'll talk to you a little later. Okay. We'll take our next caller. Let's see. We've got 941-351. You should be hearing. You've been unmuted. Go right ahead. We're not hearing anything. We hear some, like a fan out there. 351, you got the mic. Go ahead, 351. Huh?
Sounds like an airplane motor. He's flying. He's busy.
All right, I guess. 941-351, last call for you. You got the mic.
This might be me.
Yes, it's you.
All right, this is Glenn from Sarasota. Good evening. And that fan motor, for some reason, is my computer fan motor. I can't. It just goes crazy. In any event,
Hold on a minute. I'll tell you what that probably is. It's one of two things. It could be your power supply ready to go. So you want to go back there and listen if it's coming from the power supply. There's a fan back there. And if it's not coming from there, then it's you may have a couple of fans in your computer. You go listen in your fans and you'll see it. If it's your fans, it's usually because you need to blow out the dust. But anyway, go right ahead.
All right, I appreciate it. I've been working with Roger on the 12th Circuit here in Manatee County, and we're making a statement. We're getting a little resistance from the county attorney. I went up to the commissioners during a commissioners meeting along with Roger, and he of course gave them the writ of mandamus, and I gave them the 20-day notice on last Tuesday, and their report from the attorney said that a writ of mandamus could only be issued by a court, either an appeals court or a local court, and that has not been issued by the court. So basically said it was just a worthless piece of paper. So at least we got their attention.
What they don't know is that the writ of mandamus comes from the King's Bench, and there is no court without the King's Bench, and the people are the King's Bench here in America. And that's what they don't know, because they've been taught statutes, and they have not been taught common law at all. But we're about ready to show them all those things and lay it out clearly.
Oh, I agree. I think the county attorney is one, is unknowledgeable of common law, and two, he is advising the commissioners very wrongly, in my humble opinion. So I think that his day will come down the road here.
Right. I agree.
And I also went to a jury. We've got the 9 floors in the 12th Circuit, and up on the 8th floor, they have a conference room that I had the privilege of taking a class up there, and I didn't even know it was up there. But it's got 24 seats. It's got the overhead. It would make a perfect common law grand jury room.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, one of the things we're asking for is, of course, access into the court, office space, and a meeting place. And we can share a meeting place with other groups of people or even whatever they have, but we need a hall for a meeting. And, here in New York, all the courts are old, and I'm sure it's probably the case in your state too, but, you know, they were built 100 years plus ago. And originally they were built with a jury room. They may have taken that down and given it over to the prosecutor or something. I don't know what they've done with it, but we need to find those jury rooms. I think at some point we need to go, once we're into the court system and they give us space, if we're not happy with the space they gave us, we can go down to get the original set of prints for the construction of the court building. You can go down to the town to get that. And you can get a copy of the page you need where the jury room was laid out, and you can come in and look to see what they've built there. And we can demand at that point that they start to get some money to fix this and bring it back. I mean, they didn't have the right or the authority to remove those jury rooms. But, you know, look, at if they give us a place where we can have a conference and interview people, and they give us an office space where we can have a secretary and where we can, you know, also be doing some work on our own in the office, hey, we're all good with that. That's all we need. But at some point, we do want to get a shingle up on the door, the jury room. When people come into the court and they want to find the jury, they should be able to see that shingle. Or if they're walking through the halls and they see it and they knock on the door because they see the sign, we'll talk to them.
Well, the 12th Circuit has a huge jury selection room with an office already built in, but they pick juries every day. It's a pretty busy courtroom. And it's not old. It's 10 years old, so it's pretty modern.
Right.
And then down in the basement, they have the law library, which I'll throw this out there. I was up there for a seminar with Westlaw that the 12th Circuit just bought the software program for it, and they gave a seminar, not very well published, but I found out about it, and I went up there, and it is accessible. It was basically designed for the clerk's personnel and the attorneys for the county. But, you know, I flat-ass asked them. I said, is this open to the public? And, you know, they kind of said, yeah, it is. And so the instructor, I said, is this program open to the public? And he said, yes, it is. Your county paid for it, and it's open to the public. And I said, is the 24 hours, 7-day expert lawyers you have at the end of support open to the public? Oh, yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, we're on the same playing field. I've got
right. The
same resources as they have.
That's right.
So,
and you'll all also have access to the voters registration, which is what they use. We'll use it. And they're not going to need those things no more, because that's what we're taking away from them, because they're doing puppet grand juries and puppet juries, which are corporate and has nothing to do with common law. Any jury that ever makes a decision on statute is not a jury of our peers, and it is a corporate jury, and ultimately any decision they've made is null and void once you discover that you've been defrauded into that foreign court. That is not our court. That's a foreign court. And so, of course, we have to stop all that. And we will, one county at a time. And once we get access into the court system, you know, we're putting some things together. One of the things, you know, we're talking about getting together to talk to your sheriffs, and every county needs to be communicating. But I think we need one big meeting first. And so what we're going to do here in New York is we're going to be calling up and working with the president of the Sheriff's Association. And as soon as we get into power, we're going to call all the sheriffs. It's going to be mandatory. They need to come. All the sheriffs need to come to this meeting. If for some reason they really can't make it, they can send their undersheriff. We'll accept that. But generally speaking, they need to come, and we need to get their ears for about 6 hours, and we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk about the law. We're going to lay the whole program down, and we're going to get them communicating with the people within their counties that are responsible for administrating to the processes. And we need to get them all on the same page, and we need to do it quickly. So, you know, in the video that we give, we talk about being able to accomplish certain things in 30 days. From the day we get seated in the court, within 30 days, we should have the entire state back under the control of the people and everybody in order, being obedient to the Constitution and doing their job and stop doing their criminal activities. That should take less than 30 days to do. And we're going to lay that procedure out. We're also, in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, you know, I can't promise this. There's so much to do, and I never know where the workloads are going to, you know, how big the workload is going to be as we get from one point to another. But we're going to start we'll do a video thing with PowerPoint and record it for lessons on really the important things that all the administrators need to know. And so we'll do a course, and we'll post that course, and people will be able to take those courses. We'll do them in, I don't know, 45-minute or one-hour pieces. And then everybody could take those courses so they understand exactly, you know, what the authority, what the job is, and what the procedures and processes are.
Yeah, that's great. You know, one of the nice things that I like about Manatee County is that all our commissioner meetings, the one that Roger gave them the first writ of mandamus back in February, the end of February. They are all televised, And in fact, the second notice that we gave him, Roger went down to the circuit court and got a certified copy of the television, the whole hour. So he's got that under his belt as well. So we're fortunate enough that you know, the local educational channel covers every commissioner's meeting live, and then they replay it 30 times a month.
Wow.
So,
that's good. So it's all out
there.
We've
got people taking notice of what Roger's doing.
Great. All right. Anything else?
That's it. I just enjoyed listening to your call, and thank you for the advice on my fan motor.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. We'll take our next caller. Let's see. This is looks like – hang on a second. It's on hold. Okay. This looks like an unlisted number. It's all ones. Yeah?
I want to just dovetail in here for just a second. I noticed that the chat room on the site isn't showing up on the right side. It's something's changed. You got that new site that was in there. So the only way to get in the chat room is to go to Monday Night Call and then scroll to the bottom, and that's the chat window. There used to be a thing, chat 24/7. That's missing. On the right side is gone.
On our website?
On the website, people.
Oh,
people are
oh,
not
yeah.
Finding.
All they have to do is hit Monday Night Call.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
telling people. I removed that stuff because it was getting a little redundant, and we're not really, you know, we may move away from the 24-hour thing, and we may move back to it later, but it's out there, and but everybody should know all they have to do is click on Monday Night Call. We had to make more room because we're putting things on the right. We're putting the states up there, and we've got some other things going in there, and it's just taking up too much space, so I had to move them out.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And let's see, we got quite a few people on the call tonight, by the way, not only here as callers, but also we got a lot of people in our chat room online. Let's see what the count was. The count was quite a bit before. Let's see what it is right now. Let me just refresh this page. So, well, we had 75. We've got 63 now. Is it 50?
Right.
Well, there's 63 people on the site. That's what I'm looking at. So, okay.
Yeah, and you got 57 on the switchboard, and you got another 27 in the text
right.
chat window. So.
Yeah, so those numbers are fluctuating. What we have discovered, just for everybody to know, is we get about between 650 and 700 listeners every week between the downloads, because some people listen or, you know, don't listen during the live part, but they'll listen to the download. So we get pretty good results, but it's not enough, in my opinion. We should have thousands of people listening. We have thousands of people involved. Thousands of people should be listening to these programs. They should be participating live if they can. And every state coordinator that's hearing this voice, whether it is live or later on Memorex, you got to make sure your people in your state are on board here. That's part of your job. Get them to this meeting and then get them to your meeting in your state to discuss issues and organizing and elections and whatever it is that you have to talk about. Get together and do it. So, okay. This looks like an unlisted number. You are about to hear. You have been unmuted. So, well, I don't know. You didn't press that button, did you, Gerard? There it goes. You've been unmuted. Who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? It's me.
Hello?
You hear me?
Hey, I hear
it's
you.
It's Irina. Yes,
you
hear me?
How you doing, Irina? Yes, we hear you.
I emailed to you today the decisions, and I got to tell you several things. First of all, this is like a new victimization level, new understanding. We adjust, you know. Instead of falling apart, we cope and adjust. Now we have to make corrections, and I got understanding what happened to us again. And I got new people. I met a lot of new people, and we have one thing in common. It's the same thing. Like before I thought to get your property still stolen and permitted to be stolen by the government, somebody needs to buy next to you. He doesn't have to have any rights, but just like fake reason. But now I learn, nobody has to buy next to you. Somebody can walk next to your house, walk to you, that's what I found, and demand your property. In court will legalize this, the demand, which is unlawful demand, frivolous case alone, and shouldn't be even open. But they will legalize, and they will steal, and attorney will help them to do that. Attorney will even sign for you the fake, the fraudulent stipulation. That's what I learned. I found three other families in this situation. And they went through hell like we did. They went through all the attorneys, even through gangsters. And a woman said, it's funny, but she said, I ended up arguing with gangster. I chased the gangster. I told him, at least maybe you can kill me to stop all this torture. But the gangster was running away, and she said, what kind of gangster you are? And so on. You know, therefore, I'm just telling you that some people in this situation, and politicians, it's all coming to politicians. Their answer is, when you're coming to them, they think we can't interfere with the court. What do you mean interfere? There's a crime committed in the court. Can they interfere with court? Yes, they're obligated to interfere with court, with a crime in the court. They shouldn't allow that, but they not interfere. Fearing because the other crooks in the political chair, they all sharing your properties, your monies, but nobody knows about it. A lot of Americans, that's why they're not active even for grand jury, because they're living a very nice life, don't want to know what is happening next to them.
I think they're going after the foreigners or the people who are, you know, just new Americans, and they figure that they can't speak English defend themselves.
Oh, no, this is not true. All the families I met, three other families, they're all American families. This woman I'm talking to you, she is born here, she her grandparents born here, nothing, she's not a foreigner at all. Matter of fact,
Irina,
we have all in common.
Irina, I don't want to get too deep into your case, but let me just ask you a question. What kind of decisions did they make? You said they made some decisions.
The decision basically this. He filed a new case against our property, which was already in the same court, the issue, which we filed to protect. So in our case, he's saying, I'm not interfering. He get a preliminary injunction denial.
Did they take your property yet?
They legalized his case. They said he has rights to have his case.
Says he has rights, but they did not take your property away yet.
Not yet. It's going to come.
Okay.
It's going to come next.
All right.
Legalized.
That's okay. Look, we'll talk later. I don't want to take up time on the program tonight to talk about this case. But what we will do is, I did see your email. I won't be able to look at it for a couple of days because I'm too busy. But maybe towards the end of the week, we'll get together and we'll finish off on your paperwork. I got your new affidavit. I think you sent me a more affidavit. So I'm going to look at that. And we'll talk about it. We'll get it done and we'll get it sent out. And we'll overturn everything. Don't worry about it. As long as Yep.
One thing, may I tell you one thing? That everything in common with all our cases, about six families, it's a foreigner, illegal people stealing our property. At least it's stolen on his behalf, on his name. In our case, Estonian, in their case, Lithuanian, Hungarian, and so on. Not the foreigner targeted, because my husband is not foreigner. Not the foreigner targeted. It's American properties, American citizens' properties targeted by illegal foreigner. In our doesn't have Social Security.
We understand that, but I don't want to get too much involved in this. I want to stay on point on what we're doing here with the grand juries, and the grand juries will deal with these problems later on. Your problem, I'll help you finish off your court case, and we'll just put the writ of error, and we'll sue everybody, and that'll be that. You believe me, they'll deal with you.
Okay.
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 So I did see it. I haven't opened it yet, but it's sitting in my email, and so I put it aside, and when I have the time to go through it, I will, and we'll talk. So give me a call maybe the end of the week or the beginning of next week.
Yes. John, is it any possibility that we can get any politicians on our side?
They ain't going to help you.
No, not personal. I mean, I'm grand jury. That somebody who would be interested.
Right,
to...
Right, we got the people. You don't need a politician. Politician,
I know,
is the problem.
Is it any of them decent people? None of them, right? Even Ron Paul, no, nobody.
Ron Paul isn't from our area anyway, but, you could try. I don't think they're going to get anything done. Like you say, look, everybody wants to help you until they find out what's going on, and then all of a sudden they tell you to just give them the property. Why? Because they've been threatened. That's why. You think the politician's going
to
be any different? Why do you think the judge is doing this? It's one of two things. Either he's been threatened or he's making money. He's probably been paid off. He's probably been doing this for a long time. And you're going to get to the bottom of it eventually just by filing the papers. And you need to get a permit, as we spoke about, and we'll push that through, even though it's near impossible in New York. But you're going to if anything happens to you or your husband, they're liable because they're not permitting you to protect yourself. But we'll talk about that later. Do you have any questions or comments concerning the grand jury and what we're doing?
I have a concern that my stupid question is, if any politician could be part of grand jury, or it's impossible?
No, they can't be. No, it's impossible. If anybody who's elected cannot sit on a jury.
No, not on a jury. For grand jury, like for it, will be promoting
it. We had a guy show up in Connecticut. And he gave me a card. I got it on my desk here somewhere. Yeah, I got it right here. And he's running for governor. And he seemed to be really following along what we're doing. And he even voted yes. And he wants to get more understanding. I gave him my phone number. He can call. And he's supporting what we're doing. And he's running for governor in Connecticut. This is huge for Connecticut because I think governorship is coming up this year. That's going to be the key ticket. If this guy gets into governorship, he's going to be the guy that's going to help push Connecticut through the system and get their sheriffs back and everything else. But we'll probably do it before time. But if we do have that kind of snag, at least you got a guy coming in that might be helpful if he gets in. So
yeah, maybe helps some certain politicians who are for the grand jury, who are for us.
If this guy thinks he's going to get some political help because he's coming to us, well, he's coming to the wrong place because that's not what we do. So we're not going to help any politician get elected. We'll help anybody, to understand what we're doing, whether they're a politician or not. But that's all we're going to do. We don't need politicians. We're the people. We got the power. We tell the politicians what to do. We'll tell the judges what to do. But you can't do it until you have authority and power. And that's what we're doing. We're going to get the authority, we're going to get the power, and we'll tell them what to do. We're the boss. So don't look for that kind of power. You're not going to get anywhere with that kind of power.
Got
if they
it.
Want to help, they'll help.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
All right.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else? Okay, thank
no,
you.
No. God bless you.
You too. Okay, let's go to Anthony in Virginia. Yeah, is it West Virginia? Yeah, it looks like West Virginia. Anthony.
Wow, you must be talking to me.
Must be talking to
Hello.
Some guy named Anthony. How you doing?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
We can hear you all right.
Oh, good. It's good to hear your voice again, John. We had our first meeting last Thursday. And we didn't have a notary there, but we did have enough people to agree to what we were doing. I could have had the papers signed. So, in effect, we have one county, Mercer County, constituted. I think we're gonna probably just maybe do a repeat performance on that because I didn't get the notices out to the newspaper quite on time.
If you get it a day or two out, that's all you need it. The day before is fine. They should be running it that day.
Are we supposed to send those out, a return receipt requested to make sure we sent them?
No. Well, you send it out by fax. or email, and you have a receipt there.
All right. Yeah, that'll work. Now, I hear I was talking with Paul today, and he said that you actually wrote up all of the papers for each individual county in New York with all of the proper county names on them the way they need to be.
Well, no, I didn't write them all up. I wrote some of them up, and whatever ones I went to, I made sure the paperwork went out with us, and some people did it themselves. When we did the large quantity, we did a lot of counties in one place, yeah, I brought them with me and made sure that each county was written up, and we brought a notary with us. And in Connecticut, we had a justice of the peace that came out to do the affidavit. So we usually, the only place we didn't have a notary was out in Rhode Island.
Well, what's the quickest we can do to set up a meeting? How much lead time do we need to set up a meeting? I think I used too much time for last Tuesday's meeting. I gave it about almost 2 weeks, more than a week and a half.
Set up a meeting for what? For constituting?
For the election.
Right. For constituting a grand jury. Okay, yeah.
Right.
If you decided today to do it for next Monday, that's good. You got to do is you got to find a place tomorrow, let's say. You get a library or some back room of a diner or something like that, whatever. Just get some place to do it in. You confirm it. And then you send out all the emails to as many people as you can. You make phone numbers. Don't count on the people in email coming because they're probably not going to, but they may. You send out a notice to the local newspaper, to the county newspapers, one or two or three, whatever's in your county. You get out and you give them a press release. You give them a call and ask them, where do I send the press release? They'll give you a fax number and probably an email. You could do either or. And then you'll have that receipt, so you get that out. And then you make the phone calls. You make a phone call to people whether they're in Liberty groups, your family, friends, neighbors, whatever. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, listen, we're getting together and doing an election here to reinstate the common law grand jury. Oh, that's great. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, could you make it to that? It's going to be on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the library, whatever. I don't know. Oh yeah, I think I could do it. Okay, listen, I'm counting on you, Joe. I'm marking your name that I'm counting on you to come on Tuesday and so on and so forth. So I'll see you there, right? Yeah, I'll be there. See, now you got the commitment. When I did that in Dutchess County, everyone that gave me the commitment came, every single one of them. And I followed up the day before with a follow-up call. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, John, how you doing? Hey, look at you. You're committed to coming tomorrow. You're still going to be there, right? Yeah, I'll be there. And that's what I did with all, and they came. And we had a good turnout in Dutchess County.
Well, I hope to get something moving here in West Virginia. I had a really great day Sunday. I've been putting out a lot of information on the on Facebook with social media and things, and I haven't been hearing anything. I haven't had people writing hardly anything on my the comments or anything. So I just decided to pull in my horns, and I just said, well, I'm doing this thing, and if you want to know what's happening, just send me an email. So last Sunday, I was at church, and I had two of my church members approach me Sunday and ask me about what I was doing. And to me, that was, that was a good day.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Look, put it out everywhere you can, but don't count on anything but a verbal commitment directly face-to-face or over a phone line. Look, don't think
I'm
you're going to send email out
well.
And people are going to come because they're not, huh?
Right. I've been around the block a couple of times. I've been involved with, a few multi-level type things. So I think I have the ability to approach people. And
right.
this is the most important thing. I really what you're doing here and what you've started. I'm behind you 100%. I mean, in reality, you can't get any more than 100%. A lot of people say 150% and all that, but I'm committed. I'm totally committed to this project. I cleared my calendar except for Tea Party meeting and a couple other meetings we have coming up. And I have a few other obligations, but other than that, this is what I do, and I hope to be able to bring you some constituted counties really soon.
Okay, well, you know, go to those Tea Party meetings and bring those, get those people to come out to the website. You know, everybody gets time to talk at the Tea Party meetings, and when you talk, you say, hey, look, you know, one of the things we lack is power and authority, and we the people need power and authority, and we found out how to do it. There's this website out there called NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Why don't you go out there, all go out there, and read the front page, watch the video, and then you tell me what you think. As a matter of fact, who might go do that? Well, you're going to do it, you call us, look, I'm going to give you a call on Tuesday and talk to you about this. You're going to get out there on Monday? Okay, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Get their phone numbers and literally follow up with them. You're going to get, you know, I got so busy, I forgot all about it. I'll get out there. Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow then. We'll talk then. And you may call a second time and you say, look, you know, something came up. I had to take my kid to the doctor, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, well, what do you say I give you a call Thursday? Why don't you see if you can get out there tonight or tomorrow? Okay, yeah, that's good. Look, at some point they're going to feel embarrassed, and they're going to get out there and watch the video. And that's when you're going to sell them. Once they watch the video, if they understand anything, they're going to come on board. And then you ask them, well, did you register? And just push them into the game.
Well, that's the plan. That's what I've been doing. I've been nudging along, and we'll see which ones start to come around. Right now, they're a little bit gun shy, and they don't have the believability. Several people think I'm wasting my time. But tonight, I saw the president of the Tea Party, and we met, and she's going to look at the videos, and so she's slowly starting to, you know, show a little bit of interest.
Well, if they think you're wasting your time, then they haven't looked at anything. Because I've never seen anything more powerful than what we're doing. Never. Anyway.
Well, I tell you, that's what spoke to me. I mean, I went. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any problem enrolling. I like to call it enrolling instead of signing up. I didn't have any problem enrolling at the website because I just went to the mission statement. I just went right down and watched the video and just, like, walked right down there and, you know, I passed up the first opportunity to join because I wanted to read the whole page,
just like
you said, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was right there for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless you, and thank you for picking up the phone. I didn't even know that I was on the wait list, but
well,
I was here listening.
Were. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Anthony,
we'll talk to you later, and looking for a report from all of that great activity coming from New York as soon as it happens.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You're going to be excited when it comes. So, again,
I'm
let me make that
excited.
Point.
Let
me make the point. Anyone that's not too far from New York, and we'll give the locations hopefully next Monday, where it's going to be and what date and what time, and anybody that could make it there needs to get there. This is the shot heard around the world. This is it. This is the place where we need a massive amount of people. So we're looking to Pennsylvania. We're looking to Connecticut. We're looking to all those states that are nearby us that can come in. We got Jersey. Jersey can come. Massachusetts can come. New Hampshire and Vermont can come. All those states are not too far away, at least in the southern section of Vermont and New Hampshire. They're not too far away from where we're going to be having this event. Everybody in New York, you need to be there. And, you know, call up the Oath Keepers. Tell them we have a big event. We'll write up on what you can tell those people. You know, if they're concerned about the SAFE Act, it's about to end by what we're doing here on this date. You got to be there and support it. And we'll talk about that on Monday, hopefully.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Nice chatting with you, John.
Thank you, Anthony. Talk to you later.
God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Godspeed. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take our next caller in a second. And by the way, I'm still looking for people who can tell me why you can't have an elected grand jury in your county within the next 7 days. I want to know why you can't do it. I haven't been able to hear anything from anybody yet, but since I'm not hearing that, I'm assuming we're going to have a whole bunch of elections in the next seven to 10 days. We're going off to Pennsylvania, it looks like. 717-475. You've been unmuted.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Got some questions. I heard Hagen on the line earlier. I think it's Venango, Mercer. Mercer in Pennsylvania, Mercer County in Pennsylvania, I know they had their election, but nobody signed up in the county organizer. And Venango, I remember talking with somebody that the email was used twice or something, so they weren't transferred over to the new site.
And they can't be. We put out numerous emails on that, and I've had a few people who just recently, no less, even had someone who said that they were using their husbands or something, and they can't get in because you cannot register on a site with the same email. The email is what identifies you as the unique individual.
Right.
So if you have two people coming in and they're signing up differently, they have to have two emails. So other than that, you know, everybody has a unique email, and only one person could get in that email. That's what identifies you, is your unique email.
Because when I went in and constituted the 15, you know, there was county organizers for those 15 that were signed up on the PA site, Pennsylvania, you know, site on the website here, and so I was able to constitute them. But Venango, Mercer, and some other counties, there was nobody signed up. And
some of those people never came over, so I guess they got lost. I don't know what happened to them. We send out the email to them, and some people have never rolled over.
And that's what Hagen was talking about, you know, with Venango and Mercer, and I think there's a couple other
right.
Washington and some other counties in Pennsylvania.
Here's the bottom line. If people are not coming to these meetings on Monday nights, or they're not listening to the program that's been recorded on Monday night, then they are not getting involved, and they're getting lost, and they're falling asleep, and they're forgetting about us. We need, you know, emails. Everybody, a lot of people ignore emails. They don't even read it half the time. I, for lack of time, are unable to read all my emails. So, but the bottom line is this is the job of the state coordinator to begin with. The state coordinator's job is to make sure every single organizer for their state is at this meeting. And if they can't be here, that they've listened to it sometime during the week. And then it is the organizer's job to make sure that everybody in their county is coming to this meeting every night. They know who the people are. They need to be coming to this meeting every Monday night. We should have thousands of people with us. And yet we only get about 600 and change to 700, between 650 to 700. I mean, that keeps going up, you know, but we keep growing also. So percentage-wise, you know, we get maybe a quarter or the fifth of the people that are really involved with us. And that's just the people that are signed up. You know, even though we have over 2,000 people signed up, but, you know, in New York alone, I've got a list of 1,500 people in New York that haven't signed up, but they're following us. Well, they talk about us. They're doing things a little bit, but they're not as, you know, maybe they're afraid to sign up. I don't know. Some people are afraid to sign up. We ain't got time for fear. You know, you want to be frightened, don't do nothing. And believe me, Fright Night is coming unless we do something. But,
it's
up to the people.
Water, but I can't make them drink if they, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, but that's why you have your state meetings, and you'll know your state meetings once a week, and then you'll start knowing who's involved, and then all those people. Hey, you've been going to the meeting. You've been going to the Monday night meetings.
I have the free conferencing, and I've been doing that for quite a while now.
There you go.
Tuesday nights.
Yep.
Okay. And I heard you talking about free conferencing HD. I haven't looked into that. I just use.
Oh, that's the best one I've ever seen anywhere of any paid thing out anything. There's nothing better than that one, and it's
free. And I was free conferencing is free, and I was impressed with it. But the free conferencing HD I haven't used, so I don't know what the difference is.
Oh, it is. I don't know the difference. I didn't look at the other one, but free conferencing all HD has the best panel I've ever seen, the best controls I've ever seen, and up to 1,000 people in the room. What can you? You can't ask for more for free.
Yeah, that's free conferencing is up to 1,000 people on the call, and you can share your screen. So that means if you have like, you know, 5 or 6 different presenters that want to share something, you can share your actual computer. You know, you like as the host, you can hand it off to like Gerard, and so he could present something. So then everybody who's logged on, up to 60 people on free conferencing, can view that. Now, I haven't had it able to to work at that level. It seems to be bombing out around 5 or 6, you know, video people mm-hmm. using it. But the phone, the actual call, I've never had a problem with the audio portion.
Right.
But now the other thing is with having the issues of being able to constitute these counties, if we don't have somebody signed up as an organizer, what happens when we start having multiple county elections and there's nobody in those counties?
Oh, well, this is, let me tell you what we do. When we go out to an area, we went to Connecticut. We had 7 counties represented out of 8. 1 county was not represented. We voted in all 8 because this is a statewide thing, and we announced it in the newspapers, and we invited people from every county. So we voted that one in also. We had all the paperwork got signed. We had a JP, and we also had a notary that showed up in Connecticut, and they were doing all of the notaries and the affidavits. And as we got through it, I went through each county. Okay, who's taking care of this county? Who's taking that county? And we got someone to take the paperwork and take the responsibility to become the custodian of the paperwork and to get a seal. We had a couple of counties already got their seal out there. So now we got all, then we came to the last county. We didn't have anybody represented. And I asked, is anyone here that could take custodianship of this county? Okay. And usually we look for someone close by, but Connecticut's small enough that it didn't matter who, but I forget what county the guy that took the paperwork is in, but we gave it to a guy, and now he's going to hold that, and now everybody in the county is looking for someone in that one county to take control, you know, to come in and get involved enough to take control of the custodianship of the paperwork and to get the seal, and we'll have a representative in every county. So when we went out west, we had some counties that didn't show up, and we left it with one individual who took on the job of making sure to get those to the people in those counties. There were certain cases where I've got them in my possession right here. Matter of fact, I got to get a hold of the state coordinators here from New York and get them on the job of finding someone to take these papers from me. But I've held them. I got the custodianship of them right now. And I'll pass them on to someone very shortly. So, you know, this is a joint effort for the whole state. And you have to work with every county. You got to befriend the people in each one of these counties that are going to become administrators. And right now they're organizers, but they're going to become administrators. And you got to work together in your state. Your business is what's going on in your county, but the state is collective. You know, you got to get together for the state issues.
So, but like, to constitute, like we're at 15 right now, so say I do Southeastern Quadrant and I don't have anybody in, say, York, Lebanon, Dauphin, so I'm holding the paperwork, but I'm already registered for Lancaster County. How can I constitute those, well, York and Dauphin and Lebanon, but there's nobody signed up in those counties?
You don't need anyone signed up from the county to constitute it, because, look, at you got to realize The court system is one court system throughout the whole state. It just so happens you've got a population, so they got a location in every county. So the same thing with the grand jury. You know, it's one grand jury or one trial jury throughout the whole state. It's still the same. The thing is you got to have doing this in every county in every courthouse. So that's why we have one in every county. Every county has a courthouse, and every county is going to need administrators. So in that courthouse calls for a grand jury or a trial jury, we can supply them with one, okay? And that's the process. So this is a statewide issue. This is not a county alone issue. So you can do them together, and if you don't have a representative, you could still get it constituted and have all the paperwork sealed. You know, anybody can witness that they were there. The three affidavits that need to be signed. It's just the person witnessing I was there at the vote and it took place. So you got those three affidavits, and then you got three signatures of witnesses on the front page of the declaration of the constitution of the election in that county. So again, any three witnesses. So anybody from the state can sign those things, and you can sign a couple of them. You know, you can sign one for this county, you can sign one for that county. You try to get as many people sign as possible. But if you have duplicates, that's fine, too, from county to county. And then the people who don't, you get the county next door to see if they'll hold that paperwork and find someone in that county. And if you can't get anyone to hold the paperwork, you make note, the state coordinator should know who is holding the paper and getting a seal. It should be probably the same person. They need to know who those people are. And if someone is holding the paperwork for another county, the state coordinator needs to know who that is. And if you can't get anyone, then the state coordinator should be holding that paperwork until they find someone to pass it on to. And by the way, again, if your state does not have a state coordinator, you need to get one. You are not going nowhere. You're never going to get your state done without a coordinator. Yeah, maybe by 2018 you might get it done. But believe me, you need someone to coordinate the state. You must have it. You must organize. You must be communicating. You must be meeting. You need someone pushing things along in every county and pushing the elections. You need someone focused doing this. And if you need two or three, fine, you get two or three state coordinators. But get the job done. Get a coordinator in your state. So you need that.
Yeah, the website, the National Liberty Alliance site, when I did the updating, I thought it was what physically allowed me to constitute Venango because of the fact it didn't have a county organizer. But I'll go back in and I'll try to update those counties so that I know had their election but don't have anybody signed up. So that way the numbers will go back to what they were before the new site. And it should be like one or two counties higher because we had some elections since the transfer to the new site.
Well, that is the other situation. If you don't have a state coordinator, you can't get in there and flip the switches because we only give that to a couple of people per state. And the reason we do that is because we don't want just let anybody get into the website.
State coordinator for Pennsylvania.
Right.
But I meant when I did what was the directions for constituting the counties, because Venango didn't have a county organizer, I didn't think it left me select that it was constituted. So I'll
well, you can constitute it without a county coordinator.
Okay.
If you look in the back office, every state coordinator can download all the members. There are people that are in there that are not necessarily they didn't check the organizer box, so their name doesn't show up anywhere. But they're in there, and if you go in there to get that list, only the state coordinator can get that. And you get that list, you can find out who's in that county. They're not registered as a coordinator. That's all. And again, if you're going to run an election, you download that paper the membership, all the members in the state, you download that. And you can, if you know how to use spreadsheets, find someone who knows how to use it if you don't know how to do this, but you can get it all organized, get it all in alphabetical order, and you have different series of alphabetical order that you have, and you can break up the counties easily and quickly. But every person in the county, if you're going to go elect to an election to reconstitute a grand jury in a particular county, you should be calling everybody that lives in that county and having them get to that election. Hey, we're having an election in your county in a week, and it's going to be a certain date, a certain time, at a certain place. We're counting on you being there, and bring whoever you can. Bring family, bring friends, bring neighbors. Make phone calls. Talk to other people in liberty groups. And if you're going to do three or four counties in one place, you make all those phone calls to all those counties and tell them, bring friends, make phone calls, get liberty leaders, get liberty groups, get everybody, come on out. Then you do the newspaper, then you do your friends and everybody you know and your group, and you just make it work, and it'll happen.
Yep.
But anybody that thinks they're going to send out an email and do it the lazy way, forget about it. Ain't going to happen. You got to get on that phone. If you don't get on that phone, nobody is showing up.
The other thing is on the T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to make a suggestion and have pocket T-shirts and have.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. But go ahead.
Have the a large print on the back, for the web address and an icon or something that'll be recognizable, and then on the front, on the pocket, have that same logo, whatever that logo is, on the pocket.
Okay. I may look at that idea. Do this, because if you go out there right now onto our website and click on services and click on T-shirts, you can see the design we put, and it looks just like our website. And to put that on the back and do it, pocket T-shirts, I like pocket T-shirts. So you do a pocket T-shirt.
Yeah, I carry my phone with me all wherever I go.
Me too. So you put a pocket T-shirt here, and on the pocket we can put some kind of information concerning our website in smaller letters, but the big stuff is on the back. Yeah, that may be a nice way to do
it. Yeah, the pocket, and then on the back have the same logo, big, but then also have, you know, the website, you know, big enough letters that somebody can see it from, like, 5 steps away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't be able to put too much on the pocket, and it'll be a little small, but we can get it done. And the big stuff on the back, so that'll work fine. Yeah, I'm going to look into that. We're negotiating some things. We had a good price with a T-shirt. I think we just found a better price. I got to get back to this guy and work things out.
Yeah, I was with Fathers for Justice, and they had good logos. And I'll tell you, once you have the verbiage on the back and the logo on the back, but then the same logo on the front, the logo ties it all together. I mean, that makes it recognizable. And then it's kind of just subconsciously ingrained in people's heads that see it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, that's everything I have.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. 704-215. You've been unmuted.
Hey, John. This is Eve and Bob from Death Valley in North Carolina. We are constituted, by the way. Very happy about that. I have a question about, I know you're changing over to a different format. Is it going to include a call-in number? Because I don't have internet. We're way out in the boonies, and there's a lot of people that I know that don't have internet, but they want to continue to listen to the show.
It'll always have a call-in number. Yes, we will have a call-in number.
Yay! All right, fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That relieves me so much. Because I love your show. Every time I listen in, and I try to encourage people, every time you listen in, you're going to learn something new. Someone's going to ask a question you think to ask, and it's just awesome. You know, you always have these great wisdom to share with us, and I thank you so much for that.
Well, I appreciate the people coming and getting involved, because without the people, it's not going to work. So, and we have a lot of great leaders across the nation here, and they're coming up all over the place. And people with knowledge are coming in everywhere. So we're really building up the grassroots, the way we're doing it, just networking, is really the best way to do this. I'm glad we never got into the big networks early on. I think, you know, God knows what he's doing a lot better than we do. So.
Absolutely. Now, I do have one other little thing. The only internet that I'm able to get is on my cell phone. And, of course, the letters are so tiny. But your website is not phone available. I mean, I can't see it on the mobile. I mean, I can see, but I can't maneuver. I can't do anything on it. So if I wanted to register, let's say someone else had a phone with internet and I told them to register, and they don't have any other way to get to do the internet, it's not friendly for mobile phones.
Well, we are. I'll talk with the tech on that. We're supposed to be accessible by every different platform out there. And from time to time, there are problems with some of the platforms, of course, and sometimes it's really the service that the people are using to get really things going. So I don't know, but I'll talk with the tech about that and make sure that works. What I suggest is this. I know, you know, look, at the website is so, it's an education. The website is there for an educational purposes. It's you're going back to school. Okay, that's what you're doing. When you come to our website, you're going back to school. You're going to get the education you should have had that you didn't get. And so we have so much in video, so much in audio, tons and tons of stuff. You could just be sitting all day long for months just listening to all the stuff we have out there and watching the video. We just have so much out there. And then, of course, there's a lot of PDF readings, reading things stuff out there too. So, you know, people need to spend time out there. So let me suggest people who aren't computer savvy, learn to get to the website and learn to use the computer, at least to put press the button. It's Windows. You just press a button and you'll figure things out. Just keep pressing the Windows. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay.
Some people around the country don't have internet, so I have to get to the city and get to the library. But I do get on your website when I get to the city. But,
right.
You know, that's
what you do? What about satellite? Don't you have satellite?
No, we tried to do that. It's been cloudy all the time, and you don't get any reception.
Really? Wow. Well, no, I'm talking about internet connection through satellite, because I've had internet connection through satellite years ago, and I had also TV through satellite, and it got through the clouds. Sometimes when it snowed and the snowed got onto the dish, I'd have to go up there with a broom and sweep it off, and then the picture came back. But, yeah, hopefully you'll get it soon. As soon as you can get it, you get yourself – for those who aren't using internet because the maybe they don't know how, or, you know, they haven't looked into the technology yet. There are still people out there that haven't done it. Look, you can buy a refurbished laptop for like $200. Go to tiger.com or tiger, I think it's tiger.com. But out of Tiger, you can buy one for a couple of $100, and they're just as good as a new computer, so you're getting it for a cheap price, and now you can get access and learn. The other thing is you take your computer into the city, okay, and you go out and you download all the audios and videos or a bunch of them that, you know, when you're in the city, you download it to your computer desktop. And then when you go home, you could be listening to the videos, watching the videos or listening to the audio that you downloaded off of the site right onto your laptop. So that's another thing you could do. Yeah. You can go out there and you can download all the MP3s and put them into your MP3 player. You know, you could do all of the common law lectures. You can do the videos if you have a video player on your MP3 and put them in there. You could download all of the Bible studies, the constitutional courses, everything. You download it and then put it into your MP3 player, and you can listen and watch off of that. So, yeah, there's so many different ways to do it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, John, very much.
All right.
Thank you for
you're welcome.
You, and I'm very, very excited to talk to you. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Godspeed. Okay, we're going back out to, I think this is Jersey coming up, 201. Is that you, Jason?
Yes, here I am, John. Thank you so much.
How you doing? Good to hear from you.
Fantastic. You're doing a fantastic job there. Oh. I'm not going to be befuddled about the notes, but I am having problems with trying to get on to correcting people on my website. But I just want you to know, New Jersey, we got to add 9 counties to our number. So at 225, we're actually at 234. By the end of by this Saturday, we'll have 241. Counties on a list that brings us up to 13.0%. So we're doing fantastic, and I've been working with Paul, Phil, and Leah, sort of her name, and we're going on with our national leadership, working with our folks. I've contacted like 9 or 10 people on the East Coast, and Lil is trying to work on other counties along with Paul. And we are, you know, you guys, you're saying that you want to do it by April. I would like to see us constituted by the end of May. There's no reason, as you said, there's no reason why we can't do that, getting ourselves that organized. We just have to have have the energy and the passion. We can do anything. And it's very important that if you can't get off the ball, let someone else do their stuff.
How does it look for Jersey? Do you think you'll have Jersey done by the end of this month or next month?
No. Next, the 22nd, we'll be totally complete, John.
Oh, and there you go. Let's get Jersey on board. We got to help Connecticut. Work with Pennsylvania. Help Pennsylvania and the counties that they have. Work with that state coordinator out there. He was just on the line.
Fantastic. Jesse's doing a great job. I spoke to everyone. I'm working with Ron in North Carolina. I'm helping them out. I sent out a package to all our leaders. What examples that I have? Again, I'm a humble servant to all men and women in our movement. I'm not into ego. I'm in the passion, and I'm here to serve and be of service to anyone out there. And I don't want, and the only thing I want, I don't want a penny. If I could be paid in recognition, I think that is a world's best ammunition to get anyone to do anything. Some people say, God will definitely know that you're doing it, but man has to know that you are doing it, because God is always present in you doing positive things. And when I do my sign-ins, one thing I do with my people, I am trying to get everyone in New Jersey to sign up to the website and become registered on our website. I'm also put in my emails to do the $5 donation. Again, we have a very good program here, and I love what you guys have done with it. And the board is even better. We're getting better every day. And basically, we're going to be putting our paperwork in we could start doing it this week. But again, I want to have at least 5 to 10 people having their seals. Hudson County has a seal. Bergen County has a seal.
Make sure it has the word seal on it. We wrote it up, a grand jury seal.
Right. And again, we're following your method. It's in the jurist page. We're following that down. And it only really takes about a week to get it to us. And with Phil and I, we're fighting with the pen. And John, we stand with you. We stand alongside you on the front line. We are on the same line. We're not standing behind you. We're not going to run away from you. We're going to be arm in arm going down that strip, up those stairs with our papers, with our passion, and telling our civil servants, these servants, that they are either they work with us or be indicted. And that's it.
Or they can resign. They can decide to resign.
They got three options. We give them the option. We're just saying we're men of honor, men and women of honor. Excuse me, ladies, I'm sorry. We are men and women of honor. We do the right thing. We go through. We're playing baseball. We give them three opportunities to go be at bat. And when the third time they strike out, then we do our memorandums and our indictments. And again, John, what you've done in your state to help us along is magnificent. I mean, I met you last month, and I'm so enthralled by meeting you. I'm sorry we didn't have enough time to speak. I was late with getting one of my other people, but we came in there with five people to Staten Island. And it was magnificent. I just can't wait to hear the news on April the 4th. And we'll be there. If I can't be there, other people will be there. Again, I'm going to get the word out. New Jersey wants to be with New York when you're doing that, because, again,
out there for Jersey, and we'll be out there for Connecticut. We will be right behind you when it's your turn. We will be there in force. I will personally make sure that I'm there. So we need to back each other up. All the states need to back each other up. Those who are close by got to work with the other states close by and support each other. Just like you do county to county, we need to work with our sister states. But we will give plenty of time. If we file on Monday what we're going to do, then we will have all the information. We'll reveal it next Monday. Everybody will know the date, the time, and the place at that point. And we will just be hitting the airwaves with that information, and we just need to get all boots on the ground there, all hands on deck, so to speak. And those in New York, the people of New York, you need to get there real early, because the grand jury has to be first right up front, particularly because we got to come in numbers.
I just want you to know, we will be setting up a time on, I wanted to do 1 o'clock Sundays for our National Leaders Call. I'm going to be sending out more information. If you haven't received it, please give me a call at 201-240-5351. I want to recognize the people I've been able to talk to, Alabama, Donald, Kentucky, Richard, Ash, Marilyn, and Richard. I also contacted Ron in North Carolina, Jesse in Pennsylvania, James in South Carolina, and Andrew in Tennessee, Virginia, Anna, and the first guy I heard walking on the phone, because I had to talk to someone about PR, Anthony, and you guys who I didn't get to call, such as, he's not here, but I can't get a hold of him, is Georgia and James. Again, I'm here to help everyone. I'm a humble servant to all, and whatever I can do in my capacity as a leader, as an educator, my best job is when my students exceed me, beat me, and show me up. Because when that happens, I have enlightened the spark of success that every individual needs to hear, that edification and no damnation, that edification. Everyone here on this call are all super leaders. You will ignite anyone who you touch. And when you do that, you will be the person that you never thought you were, and others will be able to bring you along. And I say this, if I ever become a monster that I'm not this kind of person, please take me out of my position as soon as possible. And I ask that, and I'm begging you to do that, because I don't want to be anything more than a humble servant of my fellow, a sovereign brethren and sisters.
All right, well, we appreciate that, Jason. And, we're all people, you know. Sometimes people ask me what my title is. I say people. And sometimes people ask me, well, how do you want me to introduce you on a program here or there? Well, I'm just one of the people. And that's the key thing, you know, because we have to get everybody to realize that's what they are, one of the people. And that's a great thing to be, because we the people are the king. And we own this country, and we the people will and can take it back, and that's what we're doing here. So, all right, Jason, I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you, and whatever I can do, and thank you very much for our previous call. It's nice to know that you have my back, and again, I have your back, and if everyone just stands tall, this establishment is running rampant, because again, they know that their time is coming, and we don't even have to fire a gun. We just have to fire our pens up, because sharp words with sharp minds will get sharp points done. And I relinquish the floor to you, John, and I thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to the body of We the People movement. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Hey, Gerard, by the way, do we have anybody from out of the country online? If they are, make sure you identify them to me. We'll get them up front. It's getting kind of late, but they may be off.
Yeah,
and we do want... Huh?
I don't see anybody.
Okay. All right, we do want to, get things going with the other countries and get them on board as soon as possible. If they're listening in on the rebroadcast for, you know, the recording, just to let them know we're still thinking, and I've been real busy, but we need to meet soon, and we're hoping to get some money together shortly that will give us the ability to make those provisions on our website. So, okay, let's go on to the next caller. Is 832-928. You will be hearing. You've been unmuted.
Hello, John. It's Michael from the great state of Texas. How you doing?
How you doing, Michael? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I came across you on IQDcalls.com. So just to let you know that that's where I got your number. This is the first time I ever heard of y'all. Well, what is your group? I mean, there's probably some newbies like myself that come into your group, and also when you hear, you know, organizer, I'm thinking of Obama stuff. Uh-huh. But what exactly are you doing, or what are you achieving?
Well, you know, I'll give you a quick rundown, but the key thing is to get out to our website. Hopefully you got a pencil and paper. It is National.
What's the website?
NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Are you out there now? NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Yeah, and if you read the front page, right on the welcome page, you'll know everything about us to get a good, really, impression of who we are just by reading that front page and what our positions and strategy and philosophy is. And on that page is a video, a 40-minute video, which lays out our program completely. But to put it into a nutshell, we have 3,142 counties in the nation, the United States. And each one of those counties have a courthouse in it. And that courthouse is the common law courthouse that has been robbed from the people, and they've been operating under what's called courts not of record. And people have been going to these courts and given consent by actually showing up and making a plea. And then they fall under these what's called nisi prius courts. They are corporate courts. They do not acknowledge the Constitution, but they give the appearances if they do. And you're tried by statutes, by corporate charter, which are statutes.
So
that's what statutes are. Statutes are corporate charter for the state or for the county or the towns or whatever. Now, what we're doing is we're bringing the common law back and reinstating the common law in the courts, which is guaranteed by the Constitution for the United States of America, and it's guaranteed in pretty much all the state constitution. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution for the United States of America, which is Article 6, Clause 2, makes it very clear what the law of the land is. We also, the Bill of Rights is applied in common law courts. They are not so much applied in the corporate courts that are acting under corporate charter. And the Magna Carta also is a common law document. And the very first common law document accepted by the people was the Holy Bible itself. And so we have have a court that should be a common law court running under those documents. And we have unalienable rights protected by the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Now, we go to court as people today, and when we walk into those courts, if we don't come in with a lawyer, chances are you're going to lose because there's a wink, a nod, and a handshake going on between the judge and the lawyer on the other side. If you're going up against the state, you're definitely going to lose. They're going to throw you out usually without having no standing, or they'll throw you out having no cause of action. And at the end of a game, at the end of a case, if it's a contract case or something, chances are you're going to lose because unless you have a decent judge, and that's very, very rare, but you're going to lose even there because at the end the judge is going to fine for that lawyer on the other side. The only opportunity you have is maybe getting a lawyer and throw all your money away, and then you might win. But if you can get a common law court going, of course, you have the opportunity of justice, and that's the key thing, and that's what we're all about. We're reinstating the common law grand juries in every single county to bring back the common law within these buildings that have been hijacked in order to bring us to foreign courts, which is the corporation courts. That's all corporatism, and corporatism is synonymous with fascism, because that's what fascism is, corporatism. And so that's really our goal. And we're doing this on the grassroots level. The people have to rise up in every county, and they have to do it, and that's what we're doing. We are running in all 50 states at this point, and we're moving into four other countries. We never anticipated to do any of this. It's just coming to us, and we're taking on the workload because it's coming to us, and we have to oblige it. So we're going. We got the United Kingdom is looking to come into this. We've got the Australia looking to come in, Ireland and Canada. And so we're going to accommodate those countries as soon as we can, and we're going to put up special pages for those countries alongside our states. And they also are broken down with counties, and they have sheriffs, and I don't know if they all still have their sheriffs, but they originally were set up with sheriffs or something similar to a sheriff. They're broken up with counties, and they're all common law countries. So they have a rich history of common law, and they go directly right to the Magna Carta, so that's pretty powerful when you go right to the Magna Carta. It's hard to get the courts to realize that the Magna Carta has any power. They don't recognize, well, they don't even recognize the Bible. They don't recognize the Magna Carta. My goodness, they don't even recognize the Bill of Rights. That's how bad it is. We actually are told here in this state here in New York that the Bill of Rights, that's for the federal courts. We've actually been told that by judges and by lawyers. These people are totally insane, and they're either going to obey soon or they're going to be removed from office. We have constituted four states. That means in New York, which has 62 counties, we have 62 common law grand juries. We have united in New York State under the name of the Unified Common Law, Unified New York Common Law Grand Jury. So we're united, all 62 together. And Florida has done the same. They have constituted all of their counties. Rhode Island has constituted, and Connecticut has constituted. And very soon, as you just heard, within the next week or two, we'll have New Jersey constituted, and we're working on many other states. Soon we will have 26 states constituted, I think within the next 2 months, maybe less, and within the next 4 months we will have almost every county across the nation, and then the people will be able to take rule. The power of the grand jury and the authority of the grand jury and the duty of the grand jury is to fix and repair all wrongdoing, whether it be in the judicial or the political realm. So any place that there is any unconstitutional activities going on by our servant government, the people have the opportunity and the right and the authority to go into those offices and investigate what's going on and give them a prescription on how they can fix it. You know, we're not on a witch hunt. We're not looking to indict people. We're just looking to tell them, fix your problem. And you give them 24, 48 hours, whatever is necessary. And if they don't fix it, then the grand jury will be called together, and they'll be questioned by them. And before they've considered the final indictment, they'll see if they're interested in fixing it on their own and make a contract with them. They don't want to fix it, then they'll become indicted, if that's the decision of their grand jury, and they will be removed from office, and the next people coming in will obey the law. And it's that simple. It's people power. When the government fears the people, we have liberty. When the people fear the government, we have tyranny. I believe that's a Jefferson quote. So, and that's it in a nutshell.
So you're talking about going from maritime law back to common law then, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. Once the people...
Have you heard of this other group called the Moore Nation?
No.
If you look on IQD calls, where I got your call from, you look at Midwest, and on Friday, there's a call on Midwest's call on Friday at 9 o'clock your time, or 9 o'clock your time, and it has Dr. Hendo Henderson. And if you go on IQDcalls.com and look at the schedule, you'll see under Midwest, you know, for Shirley Bower. And they're talking about basically going in there and taking back the country, going back to organic constitution. It's almost like you're doing the same thing, except going two different routes. The thing is they're talking about the revaluation of money, and he talks about basically doing DNA testing to see which tribe you came from, and from there you'd be able to get $1 billion. I couldn't explain it all to you like you can't.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with what we're doing, though. We all the people are welcomed. We all are equal in that sense. We work under principles. They're biblical principles. We work it with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy. We're going back. Look at the Declaration of Independence, which was penned by Thomas Jefferson, where he wrote that we have government by the consent of the people. This is what he was talking about when he spoke about the consent of the people, the power of the jury. the jury box is the power of the grand jury is operating, you know, going outside of the courtroom to deal with problems in the political and judicial realms. And when they can't fix them, they send them into the courtroom, and then the trial jury gets there. Then they get to hear the whole case and make a decision on exactly how the end results is going to be. The difference between common law and civil law is really statutes, and it's written, it's all behavior things. You know, you can't carry a weapon, you have to have a permit for this and a license for that and all this other stuff. That comes from Babylonia. And that whole process is not interested in anything but punishing people. When you get caught with a weapon or something and you don't have a permit, you don't have their approval to take that, to carry that weapon, then they may put you in jail for a year or two. New York City, you get caught with a weapon, you go into jail, bare minimum 2 years. No questions asked, you go into jail. And so, unless you got permission from them, what made it different getting permission from them to begin with? But the bottom line is they're not interested. They make money by sending people to jail. They tap into the SQ funds, I believe it's called. They're making money by sending people to jail. And if there's an injured party, the injured party leaves limping and never gets restored. You see, now it's a whole different strategy and philosophy when it comes to common law. Common law is not interested in punishing anyone. It's not interested in putting anyone in jail. Okay, their only interest is to restore the injured party. And so whatever it takes to restore that injured party becomes the punishment to the individual, because now they have a burden upon them. They have to restore this individual back to the way they were before they were injured. And that's called justice. And those principles are set forth in the Bible. And God gives certain principles. You know, you steal a man's ass, you got to replace it with four. You rob him of this, and you got to replace it three times or four times, you know, whatever the case may be. And so those are the principles set off in the Bible, and those are the principles that we use in common law, because the Bible is a common law book. It's the only common law book in the world. It's written by the hand of God. So we use those principles, and they make all the sense in the world. Restore the injured person. And that's it. It's that simple. And when that person is restored, that person is now the person who did the injury and had to restore them, they're welcomed back into society. You know, you do a wrongdoing, first thing they want to do is throw you in jail, and they call it a felony. And as soon as they've done that, they now stripped you of a lot of unalienable rights that you can never get back. Felons can't, unless I got this wrong, felons can't vote, they can't get a weapon, they can't do anything. Well, wait a second here. Why are you going to make them a felon to begin with? And they make people felons and there's no injured party, you know. But look at, when the person restores and makes right the wrong they did, they need to be welcomed back into society. They need to have all the freedoms that they had beforehand. And in most cases, they can have those freedoms even while they're restoring them. I don't see why not, as long as they're not violent people. You know, violent people are probably the only people that need to go to jail, and judges are violent people, so I think a lot of them people need to go to jail. But violent people, other than that, there is no jail time considered in common law. A founding fathers...
And that was your quick overview, right?
Yeah, that was my quick overview.
That was your quick overview.
Going back to the
Listen,
more
one of the problems you have is the corporations are making the laws. Listen, when your insurance, if you drive with your insurance run out on the car, it's a felony. You don't have to hit anybody. The cop pulls you over, you're going to get a felony for your insurance running out. That's a problem. We got corporations pushing laws. Anyway, you got like seven people left, John, in 40 minutes, so we got to hurry it up.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Are we done then? Okay, thanks for the call, and call back again, and we'll go forward. Okay, let me take the next call. I lost the call. Who's the next call? Gerard?
530.
Okay,
530. He's unmuted. Yeah. 530, it's unmuted. 530-215.
Oh, that would be
Are
me.
Are you there?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, John, good to meet you. My name is Gary. I'm in Shasta County, which is newly into the system.
How you doing,
Gary? I'm doing all right. I've never been on a national call before, so if I sound nervous, it's only because I'm nervous. So.
yeah. No, don't get nervous. You just, you know.
I want to tell you that I've been working very closely with California State Coordinator Carla Glade, and I want to tell you she's just an absolute joy to work with. Appreciate we give each other input and help each other out with various things, getting this thing going. And I also want to encourage anyone in Shasta County listening to this call. We have two county coordinators right now. We need two more. And if there's anyone out there that can do the job faster and better than I can, I invite you, please take the reins. I will assist you if you need my help. Having said that.
Well, I just would like to say, yeah, I know Caller, and Caller is doing a good job. I'm glad that she picked up the hammer, so to speak, a while back and started to really push the organizing of California out there. And, yeah, I agree. She's doing a great job. Ever since she's been involved, things are really moving. So, but go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay, the seal is on its way for Shasta County. But there's I do have a pet peeve, and I kind of want to get this off my chest. It has to do with the word unalienable. If I could do a little educating, if you don't mind. The root word for the word unalienable, the root word is lien. That has to do with ownership based on condition. Yes, you can, your car that you're driving, if it's brand new, you probably have a loan on it, so therefore there's a lien against your car. It's yours so long as you keep making the payments until the day that it's completely paid off, and then there's no more lien. Or a piece of property. Same is true. Under certain conditions, you own the property. Well, look at the word lien and look at your rights. The law, if it is the law, doesn't compel performance and says that your rights are unalienable. That means no one can put a lien against your rights. You can't even lien your own rights. That's the way we were born. Our rights are unalienable, and no one has the right to come between you and that which you have the right to own or to do. That's my soapbox. There you have it.
Okay, I will double-check that meaning, but I got my understanding and interpretation by the word unalienable and inalienable, which both mean the same thing. They're interchangeable according to Black's Law Dictionary. So in a legal arena, either one looks good. It works. And to be unalienable rights is a right that cannot be sold, exchanged, traded, given away, or taken. They're inalienable or unalienable. And that is the definition of Black's. I will double-check to make sure I didn't error on that. But what I did find, which was strange, and is that there's two ways to spell that word, and you can spell it with a U, and I think the other way is with an I.
Right.
They say they're the same. So.
The part I had a problem with was when it's pronounced inalienable or unalienable.
People pronounce it differently. I do. You're right on that, and I don't know who's right. And but we all know what we mean, though.
If you use the word lien, and then you say unalienable or inalienable, it helps people get the idea. There's something having to do with a lien here. It'll get them to, hopefully, study out what that word actually means. And it gives more power to your understanding of the greatness of what you have at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I do agree. Again, I will look into that and stand corrected if it's necessary. But I can't do it right now. I'll look it up.
That's fine. I just wanted to bring that up. That's something for people to mull over. you know, chew, digest it, think mm-hmm. about it. It's a very important, it's an all-important concept, and everyone needs to have a solid understanding of it as an American, as
right. Yeah, you
as
broke
one of
down
the
word, looking at the word lean being the key part of that, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. Anything I can do to help, I'm here. If anyone wants to contact me to help out in Shasta County, you can reach me by email. It's at freemycountrynow@gmail.com. freemycountrynow@gmail.com. And again, my name is Gary. Nice to meet you all.
Okay, Gary, appreciate it. And I did pick up on Black's unalienable, or on however you might want to pronounce that, incapable of being aliened, that is, sold and transferred. Rights cannot be sold nor transferred. They're given directly by God. They're given to every individual, and that is the key. You can choose not to exercise a right. You know, if one person doesn't want to exercise their Second Amendment right to bear arms, that's their prerogative as king of their realm. They can do that. And if another person does decide to exercise their Second Amendment right to bear an arm, that's their unalienable right. That's their prerogative. And everybody should be happy with whatever decision people will make concerning their unalienable rights. You know, being a doing what we're doing with the grand jury is an unalienable right, or unalienable right, however you want to pronounce that. But this is found only in the Fifth Amendment. We read about this positioning and thinking in the United States versus Williams, 1992, where Justice Anton Scalia, writing for the majority, made that point very clear that. The grand jury, the operation of the grand jury, the controlling of the grand jury, the administering of the grand jury, everything, and the trial jury is the right of the people, and the courts have no authority or right to make any decision-making, even in the impaneling or anything of that. That's all up to the people. And he makes the point that it's because it's found in the Fifth Amendment, which our founding fathers were clear to make that. It had nothing to do with the the Justice Department of Justice. It doesn't have anything to do with the legislators or even the administration. It is a people thing. That's our job. And that's the position we take when we're going into dealing with these judges and different people. So, okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. And let's go to the next caller. It's an unlisted number. It's a bunch of ones out here, so you should be hearing that you've been unmuted. Go right ahead, unlisted number. Did you hear that you've been unmuted?
They just opened up, John. It took a little while. Go ahead. One unlisted caller, next caller. You can hear you're unmuted. Go ahead and speak. I don't even hear anything in the background.
Now, they just heard that they were muted again. I'll give them one more shot. You should hear you're unmuted.
Jerk. What an idiot.
Hello.
This idiot on the phone.
Who, me?
Good thing they can't hear me.
You got the mic. Hello, you got the mic.
Not saying a word.
You don't want to talk? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. 518, you got the mic, 943.
Hello, John, Charlie in Greene County. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Charlie? Hey, I made that phone call. Good. I haven't heard back to those people, but I didn't get back to them very quickly, I'm sorry to say. But I'll try to get to
them. I'll reach out tomorrow and take care of that. Listen,
okay.
I'm...
Give them my phone number so they can try to call me. I did leave my cell, but give them my 233 number if you talk to them. Tell them to call me whenever they can, and I'll try to get to them too. So, but go ahead.
All right, consider it done. All right, consider that done. All right, now, when I go talk to people about coming to the big event in April, I went ahead and I copied the fifth open letter to the New York Oath Takers, and I handed them a copy of that in print. And once they start going through that and seeing the judicial decisions from the Supreme Court, they always say to me, can I have this paper? Well, once they say that to me, you know you got them. Because now they're really interested.
By the
way,
across the top, the one we had up there, by the way, had some errors in it, and they were just recently fixed, and I just got them posted back up. So if you're going to hand any more out, make sure you go up and re-download the latest. So, you know, there were just a few errors in there. No big thing. But go ahead.
So that works very well, and like I've told them, when you hear from me to get this call to come to a certain location at a certain day, then sometimes they'll say, well, I don't know if I'm free. I say, listen to me. If your house was on fire and you were sitting someplace, you would get up and go. Well, consider this, my friend. Your house is on fire.
That's right. Very good
way
to put it.
And all the things you say, well, you're going to lose because you don't want to do something, and I end it like this. If the movement fails or succeeds, the thing of it is you've tried something other than sitting down and just bitching and moaning about it. You need to do something. So win or lose, make a move. And if you're going to make a move, make sure to bring someone like-minded with you. And I let it go. And it's going to work. I have set up with quite a few people. Gerard said he'll be there with me. And hopefully on Saturday we can start picking up some more. But I did put the website right on top of the paperwork.
Great.
And I think it's going to work.
Great.
All right. And I'll do those things we need to take care of, and you'll hear something tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to let somebody else get on the line. You take care, brother.
Okay. Thank you. Godspeed. Talk to you soon. Okay. Next caller, 573-556. You've been unmuted.
Yeah, John, this is Daryl Walton out of Jefferson City, Missouri, Cole County.
How you doing,
Darren,
did you say? Darren?
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl. Okay, Daryl. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Great.
Couple comments, if I may.
Sure.
I was looking at the thesaurus on inalienable, and according to it, inalienable and unalienable are synonymous, and also synonymous with unchallengeable, absolute, immutable, unable to be forfeited, unassailable, uncontributable, indisputable, and undeniable. Absolute.
Well, I think we got the right word, no doubt about that, huh?
Yes, sir. I say that covers just about everything we need to cover.
That's right. I agree with that. So.
Another comment I have, listening to Fox News tonight really got me really concerned, well, tonight and last night, when they said the president has decided to relinquish the control of the internet naming to the UN.
Unbelievable. That's the
and,
only word I got
that
for
means
that.
They will also have power not only to distribute domain names, but to censor.
Right. We are going to fix that problem real quick, depending on if the people get out there and get their counties, you know, reconstituted with the common law grand jury. So let's go, people. We do not have much time. They are shutting down the internet soon. We're going to be clamped down. Do you really think that National Liberty Alliance will be permitted to continue? Do you think all the videos that we have up will continue to will be permitted to continue? Do you think we're going to be able to use the internet to continue in our organizing and teaching and learning? And we're going to be shut down real quick when this process
Absolutely.
Goes through. So let's get the job done now. We need control now. Get your counties organized and get them reconstitute the common law grand jury in your county and do it now. There's no reason why anybody in the hearing of my voice can't set a meeting up next week and get constituted now. Do it. All the instructions are up on the website. Just go to nationallibertyalliance.org. Make sure you're signed in. Highlight the jurors page and click on the button, How to Start a Jury. And all of the information is there. You got any questions, come back and ask us next Monday. Or call me up. Call up your state coordinator for help. Call up other organizers in other counties nearby or across the state for help. They will help you. We're in this together. We have to get it done, and we have to get it done now. No more excuses. No time to be playing around. Let's do it.
Absolutely. One other, question, actually. Do you think it's possible to hold the election without having a digital projector?
Well, you have to have some kind of a projector, and I don't know of any other than a digital. You could bring one of them big screen TVs, but you might be able to rent them. If you talk to other county leaders and state leaders, maybe someone will come out that way with a digital projector and do it. I carry mine. I go out to a lot of them, and I bring mine to use them at a lot of the elections, and I got an extra one, a spare one I loan to people to use. Also, right now, you can buy a really cheap, great one, a digital, really nice digital projector. They're called mini projectors. Gerard had found these things, I think. You can get them at Office Max for about $200 or $300. Am I right on that, Gerard? A couple hundred bucks for the price?
Yeah, $180 or something.
And it's digital.
Well,
the beautiful thing about this one, listen to this. The beautiful thing about this one, it's small enough to stick in your pocket, and you don't need a computer. You have a USB thing. You stick it in there, and you can run your I guess it must have some kind of a hard drive in there, a small hard drive that works up to be able to run a PowerPoint or a video or something. And then the only thing you need is a set of speakers. You can get a small set. I bring with me a set of speakers. They're about 6 inches high, okay, and maybe about 4 inches wide, something like that, maybe 6 or 8 inches high, 4 inches wide. And I plug that thing in. Let me tell you, I in any room I'm in, it's loud enough to go through that room. And so you need a set of speakers, and you could buy a nice set of speakers. The speakers I carry, I think, was $39 or $29 at Staples. So you can get that. $200, $250, you get the whole setup. And you get the speakers.
You could run off a laptop onto a TV, a big screen TV with an S video cable. That works too.
That's right.
And if you got a small group of 6 or 8 people, you could actually run it off a laptop if you're all sitting around a table. I mean, that won't work good if you got 25 or 30 people, but 6 or 8 people at a
table.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to do an election. He's got to be able to set up. And look at when you go to the libraries. Find a library, and you can get into a lot of libraries. Some libraries will give you a hard time. Just go to a smaller town next door or something. And when you call a library up and you get the room, ask them if they have a digital projector. Most of them do. And tell them you're going to need that, and they'll have someone to set it up for you, and you just have to plug your computer in. They usually have, if they have the projector, they have the speaker system also. You might want to visit them beforehand and make an arrangement to visit just to look at the system, just to test it out and see how it works. So you make an appointment with them to go there before the, days or a week before the meeting, and meet with the guy or the lady that can help set it up for you and see how it works. So when you go, you're ready to rock and roll. You download the videos right off of the website on that page I just mentioned, How to Start a Jury. Got everything to download right there above the video. We got a video out there that tells you exactly how to do it. We have all of the paperwork you download right above it, the zip file, and you can look at the paperwork as you're watching the video. It's got the 3 videos that you're going to play at the election. You can put them on your laptop, and you're ready to rock and roll. Just test it out before, days or a week beforehand.
I don't have a problem with the procedure. I've got everything set up and ready to go, all my downloads and everything, and I've got them loaded on a flash drive. My problem is I've mentioned before, here in Jeff City, they don't allow you to use their audio video equipment at the libraries. I know
that. Go to another library.
I beg your pardon?
One may permit it and one may not. Go to another library. Go to a smaller town. Go to the a town next door, a little smaller town, and give them a call. And I call up the libraries from all over the state. When I set it up for someone else, I call up the libraries, and I always get access. We used to do a lot of presentations on the committee man and even the grand jury, and we set it up right in a library. Now, again, sometimes a library gives you a hard time. You just got to go next door to another one.
Right. Well, I'm also the state coordinator, so I didn't want to run into a problem like this in the other counties. And I know the other counties, now we're quite a bit smaller than any of the counties in New York as far as population. And our money is so tight, according to our politicians, that they don't have digital projectors. They have the old slide projectors and stuff like that still, believe it or not. And
right.
I was wanting to get a pocket projector that I can take to avoid the issue with them. But my problem is the ones that I have been finding, even Office Max, which is in St. Louis, that's about 250 miles away, theirs is only 50 lumens. And you have to be in a very dark room for people to see 50 lumens.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. And I, you know, the one I have is an expensive one. I've got it for a while. It's digital. And I, you know, I set myself up with the screen, the speakers, the digital projector for other reasons a long time ago. And so I've had it for years. And I don't know how many lumens it is. I have to go take a look. But I'm, you know, I'm going to look into that. You have a point. I never thought about looking at that. You know what you do? Go online. Try Tiger and see if Tiger has them. Tiger.com, I think it's called. And they sell computer stuff.
I just went to TigerDirect.com. And,
Tiger Direct.
What they have there, they have a nice one at $255, but it's also 50 lumens. And it even says on the paperwork, I mean on the specifications, that it has to be in a very dim or dark room.
Got it.
And
yeah, I never thought about looking at that, but that's a point. I'll tell you what, you know, the one that I got.
You need 250 lumens.
Okay. The one that I got, I bought, brand new, it cost like $4,800. And I bought mine new. Well, yeah, it's a very nice one. I bought mine used, and so I think the one I've got was manufactured in 2004, and I bought it maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and I had one before that, which I bought the same way. I bought it used, and it was exactly the same one, and it went on me. Then I went out and bought another one. Now, this one here that I bought cost me $400 change, and it was used. And it's a great projector. It's digital, and it must have very strong, it's got a strong light. I don't know how many lumens. What did you call it, lumens?
Lumens.
Lumens. Okay, it must have pretty powerful.
L-U-M-N-S.
Okay, that, lumens.
It stands for candle power.
Candle power. Right. So, you know, mine works pretty well. The room does not have to be very dark. So.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the thing to do. Buy a used one. Go search on the Internet. Just put them in and search for them on the Internet and just look for a good deal before you buy it. Call the people up. Talk to them about it. Making sure it's what you want. Get a used one.
That's what I'm doing now. As we were speaking, put it in the search so I can try and find it. I know I have got to get moving. We don't have any counties constituted in Missouri, and we have something like 162 counties.
Right,
and
so you're going to need more assistance on the state level. You need a couple of state coordinators, and you need to divide the state up and get working, making phone calls and
right.
pushing.
I've got something like 43 people already that are interested in. I can't really say much to them about getting constituted when I don't even have my own county constituted.
Right. All right, well, that's the thing you do is find one and see what you could do. Talk, you know, try Tigers direct, and then also just try, you know, Googling it, and you'll get something. So, all right, let me move on because I only got 15 minutes left, and we still have a few callers
left.
Anything else real quick, or we're done?
Congratulations on the states that are completely constituted. I know that you and Gerard had a hell of a lot to do with that, and I also want to tell everybody that has been involved, great job, and God bless you all.
I agree with you. Thank you, everybody that worked together to do New York and Rhode Island and Connecticut and down in Florida, too. Appreciate it myself. Okay, Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, next caller is 732-455. You're going to hear, 732? Yeah, 732-455. You will hear. You're unmuted.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Gina.
Hey,
I'm
Gina.
I'm a county in New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing, Gina, from New Jersey?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to basically say hi, physically say hi to you, John. And
hey,
you
great. I think I met you. I met you out in... I met you out on Richmond County. Yeah, Richmond County, Staten Island, same place. Yep.
Yeah, we had a meeting this past Saturday where we constituted, well, Jason mentioned that, but we constituted more counties, and I just received the seal for Monmouth County.
Okay.
So
it's exciting when
just,
you get that seal in the mail.
Yeah, it came in a rage. I couldn't believe how fast it got here. So
yeah, 3 days usually.
Well, I was at a meeting in... last Saturday, I got a call that it had came in the mail. And we have another one coming Saturday. We should be finished up and ready to rock and roll.
All right. Well, that's what we got to do. Got to keep the counties going through. And, you know, Jason's telling us that, you know, you guys are probably going to be done in the next week or two. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it, and I'm very happy to be a part of this grassroots movement. And for the first time, I see and feel something spiritually that is in the favor of we the people.
Amen. And, yeah, that's what I saw as soon as we started this. This was the answer. I saw authority and power. I saw a possible solution, and I did see something that that God can be in control of because it's all about justice. And that's what God
is.
God is justice. So, yeah, absolutely. So.
That's pretty much I just wanted to speak to everybody and say hi, acknowledge that I'm here. I'm always on the call unless something else is, you know, out of my control is up, but I'm always here.
Well, we appreciate the work you guys are doing in Jersey. Thank you, and let's talk again soon. And
all
hopefully
right,
we'll see some of you guys in New York when we're ready to do what we're going to do in the next 15, 20 days. Hopefully you guys will be able to come over and help us and stand with us and do what we got to do. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right,
okay,
John.
Godspeed. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Godspeed. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. 570-309. 570-309, you're going to hear. You're unmuted right now.
Oh, yeah. In Pennsylvania, there's three states are going to reinstate it on this Thursday.
Oh,
so
okay.
To let you know.
Hey, I recognize
also,
your voice. What's your name? What's your first name again?
Oh, Gloria.
Gloria, okay. I recognize your voice. Let me ask you a question. Did you... well, you've been listening to the Thornton tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You weren't live at any of those, were you?
Which tapes?
You didn't attend those lectures some years ago, Thornton, Bill Thornton on Common Law. Because you sound like there's a voice that's on those tapes sound just like you. But anyway, go ahead, Gloria.
Oh, no, actually,
okay.
No. All right, and then also I want to let the people know that there is it's the unalienable rights versus inalienable rights. Basically, unalienable right is something that they cannot take it away from you, and inalienable right is transferable rights, which is something that you can transfer your rights to use your house. Let's say you own a house and you want to transfer the rights to some party. Things like that is inalienable rights, and you have both. You have a right to do that, and you have unalienable rights. So I want people to know that
let me show you what this is. What Black's Law says, okay? The word is unalienable that I looked up, and right next to it, it says inalienable. So they seem to be synonymous, and it says incapable of being aliened. That is sold and or transferred. So you can't sell it and you can't transfer it. It's yours. It's forever. It's inalienable or unalienable.
Yeah, you can transfer if you want to.
It says it cannot be. It says
inalienable.
Inalienable and unalienable is synonymous according to Black's Law Dictionary, and it says incapable of being aliened. That is, it is incapable of being sold or transferred. You cannot sell it to someone, and you cannot transfer it to someone. And that makes sense, because if they're a human being...
That's unalienable, right? That's unalienable, right?
No, both. It says that unalienable and inalienable is synonymous. Black's Law Dictionary.
Oh, really?
This is the fourth edition that I'm looking at. And it says that the point is this. Everyone is given these rights, so they can't be sold or transferred to someone because they already got them to begin with, and God gives them to them. What God giveth, you can't give it away, especially this. He's given it to the human spirit, to the human soul, to the human heart. He's giving this right to them, and you can't transfer it or sell it. You can't give it away. You can ignore it.
People have both rights, correct?
Well, they have inalienable or unalienable rights. The Black's Law is saying that
both belongs to the people. Both.
What belongs
That's
to the people?
That's what I'm trying to say. Inalienable and unalienable.
Right. They mean the same, though, is what I'm saying. They're synonymous. Okay. Let's look at the word justice. If you look up the word justice, it says that justice is synonymous with virtue. Okay. And virtue is godliness. So whatsoever things are good, whatsoever thing honest, whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever things a good report, you know, think on these things. That's virtue. And so justice. When you want justice in the court, you're bringing godliness into the court. Now, if you have unalienable rights or inalienable rights, means the same thing. It means it's incapable of being sold and or transferred. So you can't transfer it. I can't give this to someone else, and I can't sell it to someone else. It's part of my flesh. It's a gift from God, and it's part of my flesh. I may not know about it, or I may not exercise some of it, but it's there, and I can pick it up anytime I want to.
What about those rights that you can transfer? Let's say you have a right to use your house and you want to transfer to, let's say, your mom or your friends.
Well, that's property. You can transfer
that's
your property.
That's inalienable rights, right?
No. You can transfer property. It has nothing to do with inalienable, unalienable rights, but you can transfer your property. You cannot transfer your unalienable rights. For instance, you know, you have the right to life and liberty, and no one you can't give that to someone else.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah,
receives
yeah, yeah.
that anyway.
I'm talking about inalienable rights, because I read once that inalienable rights means the rights that you can transfer.
Well, someone made a mistake on that, because in legal terms, they're synonymous. According to Black's Law Dictionary, they're synonymous.
I don't know. You know, sometimes these dictionaries are very confusing, and he says reside and domicile is synonymous. But that doesn't mean reside and domicile is the same. And if you go into further research, domicile is a man who actually declare his domicile location. for a permanent home and indefinitely living in that home. But then, when you read the reside, it's not the same. So
Here is inalienable, I-N-A-L-I-E-N-A-B-L-E, inalienable,
mm-hmm.
also in Black's Law Dictionary, and it says mm-hmm. not subject to alienation, the characteristics of those things which cannot be bought or sold or transferred from one person to another, such as rivers and public highways and certain personal rights. Okay, so it cannot be transferred. It's something that is inalienable. Okay, liberty
okay.
is said there. So inalienable and unalienable do mean the same thing. It's something that cannot be sold and it cannot be transferred. So God
hey,
gave
John,
me the right to life, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a case law for that.
Somebody put a court case in here that says inalienable right, I-N, rights which are not capable of being surrendered or transferred without the consent of one possessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more
than the fifth
law Montana. Yeah, so there's mm-hmm. actually a Supreme Court case that says that inalienable rights that can only take if you consent to it. Unalienable, you can't consent, they can't take.
Well,
and they're making
Black's Law's Dictionary disagrees with that, so that's all I can tell you.
Well,
I use the word unalienable anyway. That's what's in the
safer, right?
Yeah, I've seen that in the founding documents, unalienable rights. That's it. So that's what I use.
The Declaration of Independence uses unalienable. So we give it away, inalienable rights in a court by consent.
Well, I disagree
right?
with
well.
That. I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to go according to the Black's Law Dictionary, which has been around for, that, and this is going back to the fourth edition, which I think was the 60s. But nevertheless, as Thornton says, it takes 200 years to change the meaning of a legal word. And I don't know. I think that must be in an error, in my opinion.
So if you sign, let's say, they said, okay, you're going to go to trial, then you're going to maybe convicted 10 years. But if you sign this ticket, then you'll go to jail for 2 years and blah, blah, blah. Then you sign it, and then you're actually transferring that right.
What's very interesting when I really think about this, and I didn't think about this before, and it's fraud anyway, even in their fiction, because rights can't be transferred, you can't give up your rights by pleading, even in their silly nisi prius courts. So that makes it even worse than fraud.
Right. And also, in order to give away your rights, actually it has to be both parties' signature is necessary.
You can give rights of property away, but you can't give your... The unalienable right is something given to you from God. You're born with it. That's the focus of what Jefferson was speaking about when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. So an unalienable right cannot be, you can't contract it out. It's you can't sell it and you can't transfer it. Now if you have property rights. And you want to give that property away to someone, of course you could do that.
Hey,
what
about when you sign up to go in the Army? Aren't you
That's
giving
a
up certain inalienable rights?
That's a contract.
Right. So you just, it's a contract.
John,
you gave up your inalienable rights to go where you want. You can't go where you want.
I want people to know that property means nothing touchable or tangible. It's in their mm-hmm. law. It's there's plenty of case law for that. And make sure when you say property means a real property that is tangible. So
right.
when you write court papers, make sure that you write a real property, a tangible property here in, if you want to shorten it, here in property. So
mm-hmm.
you specify what property really means. You got to be
right,
very
really
careful.
We got like 58 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
We got 58
Listen,
seconds.
Your first piece of property is your body. Your first piece of property is your body.
Okay, we're about
your
to go off the air in a minute, so I just want to, you know, we'll end it right now. We can pick this up another time. I do want to remind everyone we are working on moving over to the new platform. We just haven't been able to work all those things out yet. Next week we might be moved over, so we might not be coming through Blog Talk anymore. If we can't move over, you know, by then we'll continue until we on Blog Talk until we can. But we're looking to move soon. And if you are on Blog Talk listening, you'll have to come to nationallibertyalliance.org, click on our Monday night program to get into our chat room, and we'll have the phone number there for call-ins also. So we'll see what happens with that. I appreciate everybody for coming to the program tonight. God bless all, and be here next weekend, next Monday, Lord willing. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.